It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. No. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day.
I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw him down, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear, and I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hated the colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh,
Rod Stewart's son, Federation. Rod Stewart's son, Federation. Rod Stewart's son, Federation.
Yeah!
That's a nappy head of hose there, I'm gonna tell you.
Rod Stewart's son,
Federico.
Fucking Vaughn. Fucking Vaughn.
What?
Got arrested.
Hey. Whenever.
I will, I'll listen to a show a night and I'll just log the times every time.
You need to log a lot of stuff.
I've done
you need,
it like yeah. four
we need farts. We need Vaughn fuck ups and we need your ridiculous laughs.
Like that.
I love her.
Oh, I love her. Yes, I love her.
Oh, God.
Oh, it is the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website.
Oh, God. You abused that one.
I did before.
And we are live on cringehumorradio.com.
Live.
I am Derek, with me as always.
Met you.
Ooh, yeah. Dig it.
Snail man yawn.
Cincinnati, go.
And horn Lauren.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Give us a laugh.
A genteel little lady.
Come on.
Why are you so sensitive about that?
Give us a laugh.
Well, yeah, why are you so sensitive about your nickname?
The little gasp.
Oh,
at the
well,
end.
Maybe. Let me think.
What? Oh, Vendo's no big deal. He's a big baby.
We call him Horn Lauren.
I heard you should know because I heard that he kind of took it out on you last time.
No, I actually raped him in the ass the last time.
Wow.
On the phone.
Holy shit.
No, I'm not saying
you actually commanded
not,
his respect.
Yes.
But I'm saying he did disrespect you initially, and then he moved on to me because he felt he couldn't disrespect you anymore. Because
you're a girl. That's
right,
why.
Right,
he said, big fat guy, I can't do anything with anymore. The little girl, who? Pounce. Because he's a dick.
The little girl.
He is a dick.
Yeah.
And he has a weird thing with women.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why he moved to that country.
And he has an awesome avatar, by the way.
Awesome.
It's so
not
awesome.
Not as awesome as yours. What was yours that Matt said it was so pornographic?
Oh, it was a picture of my younger sister that I thought was really pretty, but he...
Yeah, she's only 15. So.
She's going to be 16.
She'll
chill
be
out.
16.
Oh, never
out.
Mind then.
She's only 16.
Chill out.
What?
Sexy and 17. My little underage queen.
Once she turns 16, tell her to take pictures, and then you can put them up.
All right, fine. But I just put myself up instead, so that's it.
Uh-huh. Do you actually, like, I always wonder about people that take weird pictures of themselves.
Weird?
Yeah, do you actually, like, set up, like, all right,
in the bathroom,
do
you, like,
today.
Set up like that?
But no,
like,
no, she takes pictures of me.
Get the photo shoot.
All of
she
them?
Does?
Most of them she takes of me, yes. The other ones are taken, like, with my camera phone.
You guys have this, like, weird, like, flowers in the attic kind of, like, photo shoots or something?
Yeah.
Like, you're like lying in a bed, your tits are hanging out. And she's just like, yeah, yeah.
I like that. She is a little, her sister is a little bit questionable sexuality going on.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. She likes the ladies?
She likes a little bit of both.
Oh, she likes a little bit of both.
She's 50.
I know. That's why we just disregard it. When she says that that's what she likes, she'll grow out of it. It's a phase.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
When a girl's in college and she's doing that, that's a phase.
It's fine. Yeah, whatever.
So what are you saying?
When she's 15, I think she's...
No, they're starting younger and younger.
No, God.
Children are starting.
I know a lot of gay girls who at 15 were, you know... Mackin' women like crazy, and they're like, yeah.
Mackin' women. No, she doesn't mack women.
Yeah. She's just.
And their normal comment is, yeah, I tried the penis. Really didn't do it for me.
Gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the cock.
No.
I don't think she's.
I'll give it to the girls that I know and the ones I've met that have at least said, eh, I tried it. Didn't like it. At least. Like I've met
as
a lot
Carly of, would say, liked it, didn't love it.
Like I've met a lot of gay guys who are just like, no, never tried it. Like, what do you mean? You never stuck your penis in a vagina once.
All right.
They're gay, Vaughn.
Well, I know a lot of gay guys who have. At least that, you know.
Why waste your time?
They're gay. They know they're gay.
If they know what they want, then let them go do what they want to do. They're disgusted by it.
I knew a gay guy who impregnated a lady because she asked him to.
Oh yeah?
She was like some kind of fag hag or whatever. So she couldn't get a man, but she wanted a child. I guess she was going through that thing.
Right.
So she actually got up like a contract with him. That he would impregnate her. Yeah. She would have his baby, but he would have no like relation with her or anything, you know?
Okay.
She just wanted the baby. Yeah. She wanted it from him. Because they were friends. So he actually like had sex with her and she had a baby and he just said, have fun.
All right, see you later.
And he's contractually obligated to not have anything to do with the child.
Inobligated.
Yeah. Well, obligated to not have anything to do.
But like the couple of gay guys that I'm friends with. They have actually, you know, because they were brought up Catholic and shit like that, you know, the whole gay thing is no good. So they're all like, so at one point in their life, they're like, I got to break this. I got to try to, you know, overcome it.
Got to go to gay camp.
And they dated women for a while. They did the whole straight thing. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, yeah, I'm really not getting this.
The whole straight thing.
I'm really not liking this. So they kind of jumped back ship and went back to their team.
Okay. Good for them.
And that was a great story.
How do we even start talking about this?
I don't know.
That gets very uncomfortable when we start talking about the gays.
I only get uncomfortable when Vaughn starts talking about it.
Well, who else talks about it on the show but him?
I don't know.
Do you get uncomfortable when I start talking about it?
Because Vaughn, he experiences it, and he's there firsthand, and we don't know what he's done.
I haven't done anything.
We don't know that for sure.
No, just because I have a lot of gay friends in the boys' space.
Uh-huh.
So what?
A lot of them.
A lot of these people I've grown up with.
You've also gone to gay pride parades.
One.
There's nothing wrong with going to gay pride parades.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Really, there's not.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, there is not.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. It's being...
Carly's laying it down. Nothing wrong with it. You're going there to shut it down, that's one thing.
But no. The thing is, it's going there to support your friends who are gay.
Okay.
Because during the during that time...
Why do they need support?
Support
for what?
Exactly.
Support
what?
They're
gay. All right, well, I'm straight. I don't need support for that.
No.
No, you don't. But the thing is, it's like you're still... Like the attitude that, you know...
Right, they're still not
right
fully
now.
Accepted in society.
Yeah.
So they need
support more
by
than
the
accepted now.
Who are not... Who are outsiders.
They're more accepted than straight people
now.
Their
community.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
No, not really.
You can't say anything about a gay person? They're accepted.
Can I be next?
What? Oh, Carly's,
I have to get my camera out.
Carly's showing the support.
It's lame.
I want to see Carly massaging Lauren.
Keep doing that, please.
But. No?
She was offended.
I don't know.
Anyway, what are we talking about tonight?
I know. I want to see you massaging Lauren.
As any straight man would.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like,
I'll be Howard. Go ahead, honey. Come on. Go ahead. Give her a massage.
Take it off.
Dr. Toucher says, support your friends. Ho, mo.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, this is coming from a guy who lives on a penal colony?
Ouch.
On a penis colony?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go back to work, Toucher, all right? do your job for once.
Answer some phones. Do something.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, are you a telemarketer?
What'd you do to your hand, Vaughn? I just noticed you have a gay Band-Aid. No, on the other hand.
Mosquito bite.
You put a Band-Aid on a mosquito bite.
Because it's now grown to the size of a nice
big
cut.
That's not a mosquito bite, then.
Yeah, well, the humongous bruise on your arm you don't cover.
Yeah. Wow.
Would you rip it off with your fingernail like a four-year-old?
I scratched it to the point where it's now like a red mark. It's just like...
So you actually scratch the actual bite.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You scratch around it.
No, I scratch them until they... Like,
it's like you're 4 years old. What? Who does that?
Come on, you got to exit out.
I try not to, but then it's like... Ah!
No, you get your thumbnail and you put an X right on top of it, and it won't itch for a good amount of time.
Yes, it works.
No,
it does.
Still hurts.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, now you're scarred for life from all these fucking mosquito bites.
Looks like I got like cigarette burns stuck on me, but it's just mosquito bites.
Unbelievable.
You smoke?
It's like a child.
No. Never mind. Story time.
No.
Speaking of lesbians,
I smoke not.
What
do we got about lesbians?
A bouncer at a popular restaurant in Manhattan's Greenwich Village neighborhood ejected a lesbian customer from the woman's bathroom after last month's gay pride march because she looked too masculine.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Khadijah Farmer, 27, said the incident occurred June 24th. At the Caliente Cab Company restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Caliente.
Where she said she had gone with her girlfriend and another friend to have dinner after the march. Because, you know, that's what you do after a march.
Sure.
Farmer said she was using the woman's bathroom when a male bouncer burst in and banged on the stall door saying a customer had complained that there was a man in the woman's room.
Uh-huh.
A man,
and
baby.
And there practically was.
I said, I'm a woman and I'm where I'm supposed to be. I offered to show him some identification.
Like my badge.
I was told that that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there? What was this guy?
God.
I like how they put this in here. A Caliente Cab Company, a Mexican restaurant known for its enormous margaritas and checker cab decor, did not return call for comment. Like, we need that information.
But the thing is, they had to make it positive, even though they didn't even return their phone call. Mm-hmm.
She said, I felt embarrassed and humiliated.
She's suing?
She should have.
I didn't get to that part.
She's a dude.
I'm just hurt that even my wanting to prove that I'm female wasn't enough.
Pretty sad.
I'll show you ID. Listen, dude. Get the fuck out.
That's pretty sad.
Oh. That's what embarrassing.
What do you do in that situation? Think about it. All right. Should lesbians be able to use a woman's bathroom? What's the reason?
Well, yeah.
What's the reason why?
Why would?
What are we
he didn't
do?
Know. He thought she was a man.
Oh, I know. I'm saying, like, what's like the full-on reason why a man can't go into a woman's bathroom and a woman can't go into a man's bathroom?
Because they're segregated.
Why?
Because
of sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants women.
So? So what do you want? You want it to be like back they're in the
vulnerable.
50s? Back in the 50s when you had
do you understand what
the white
talking about?
And
yes,
the black
fountain?
Yeah.
But that's...
Okay. What?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
No,
that way.
Of course.
Like four freaking...
So you want lesbos using our toilets?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
No,
they don't all look like they look in the movies.
I'm being facetious.
I don't know.
It's not just family bathrooms where men and women can go in.
It's true.
That's Carly, by the way. Hi, Carly.
It's not just sexuality that they split the bathrooms.
What else
up.
Is
that's
it?
That's for comfortability. You don't want guys going into girls' bathrooms and girls going
into... Did you say comfortability?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Is that a word?
Can I speak? You know?
Look it up. I don't think so.
Don't get a fucking dictionary.
All right, hold on. Let me check my phone real quick. Go ahead,
comfortability.
Is that the right word?
No, I don't think that's even a word. I'm
Go
just
ahead,
saying
Vaughn.
That's what he said.
I did not say comfortability.
He said comfortability.
For the
anyway,
listening.
Whatever.
Go ahead. Continue.
It's more for a comfort than it is besides just being sexual.
But what is the psychological factor behind being comfortability in a bathroom? Is it sexuality?
I'm sure there would be a lot of weird... I don't know.
Is it sexuality? Do you want to be in a bathroom to be comfortable because everybody there is like you and you are doing something that's very private? There's a lot of people who don't even want anybody in a bathroom with them, even in a public stall. They won't use them.
Everybody's a raving sex fiend.
That's
they're
true.
Just going into the toilet looking for trim. She had to take a piss or, I don't know, she might have to take a shit. She's sitting in the stall.
Uh-huh.
who knows?
I'm not getting comfortability on here.
Oh, God, I want to hit you in the
go
head.
Go ahead.
But she's got to go. I don't think she's going to go into the guy's bathroom because she's a lesbian. So what, you're going to have like ultra-effeminate men go into the women's bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like sitting on the toilet holding their bags and their...
I don't want a gay man watching me take a piss.
He's not gonna watch
it. My cock is hanging out.
No, no. Go in restrooms wait, to watch.
They're
other
gonna. They can
pee.
Reach right hold, around and grab on. My penis.
Wow.
A straight guy's not gonna do
they
that.
They usually do.
Wait, hold on.
How do you know?
No way in hell a gay guy is gonna look at you and go, "Damn, I want that."
Oh,
sorry,
my God.
Sorry, Vaughn. Gay guys don't have quite the same standards as women, apparently.
What are they, very loose? What do you?
What do you mean?
What, a gay men have given up all their hopes and dreams?
Do you look at gay men and you see them when they come in, like to a store, for instance, and you see two guys, those guys are definitely gay?
No.
Do they look like pretty boys? Or do you like, wow, those guys are definitely gay? How do you pick up on it?
How do I pick up on it?
Yeah.
His gaydar.
Yeah, what's your gaydar?
I don't have gaydar.
Why not?
Because I don't particularly look at anybody and go, gay,
straight, I certainly
gay,
do
straight.
Have gaydar, and yeah. I know that there's a certain way mm-hmm. about men.
Yeah.
When they put my cock in their mouth, they're gay.
Yeah, right. No, there's no way of figuring out
there
a guy
is a
who's
way.
Gay
yes,
or not.
I have pointed people out before I've known, and he knows that I have,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and so. Have you gone and introduced yourself, going, hello, I'm the gay spectacle.
What are you picking up on
no,
me?
No, I'm
anything?
Just saying. No, I'm not. Just stop. Anyway,
oh,
I'm just
explain.
Saying that.
Why did
no,
I get
because
attitude?
There's a certain, there's a, just a certain way mm. about
yes.
a person that swings.
Mm-hmm. I saw a gay gentleman today.
Direction. Not opposite, but in
how did
the
you
other,
know he was gay?
What?
Because his initials are JP.
Wow.
I think Matt knows what I'm talking about.
Anyway.
No?
Yeah. He knows what you're talking about, yeah. I think. He's gay.
But, Oh, I thought you were going to say like something like, oh, I saw a gay guy that I verified as gay before I knew for sure.
Well, I knew this particular person was gay before uh-huh. anyone else.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure everyone knew, but mm-hmm. before it was public knowledge.
Yeah.
You just know.
So this JP is back in the area?
I guess so. Mm. He's shopping at Stop and Shop.
Fair enough. But anyway.
Yeah.
The whole getting back to the whole thing being in a bathroom with a gay guy is if I'm in the bathroom with a bunch of straight guys, I don't have to worry about it. They're not even concerned with looking at me.
You don't have to worry about it no matter what. Who cares?
What do you mean?
Well, what about guys who are just checking you out just to see how they're doing?
Are you going to automatically assume?
My point, Vaughn, is why are bathrooms separated?
Because they can afford two bathrooms?
No. Why? What is the main reason why bathrooms are segregated?
The main reason why bathrooms are segregated is to not to expose the opposite sex to the opposite sex's genitalia.
Precisely. But
that
what if
the
same
why.
Sex wants that genitalia?
They're not. But she was. Oh, my God. What an idiot.
What do we got on the screen?
What did you say?
Nothing.
Not you. Him.
Okay.
I was just telling her who it was.
Not you. Don't worry.
Anyway. Okay.
I'm not worried.
I'm actually on your side of the field with
all
this
right
one.
Well, what kind of bathroom manners do you guys have? Do you like
I piss all over the place?
I know you do. You're a fucking animal.
I throw the
like
shit
if
the
you
walls.
Have to take a shit and somebody walks in, are you going to continue or are you going to hold it to the
I hold it.
I hold it too.
I have a common courtesy of not exploding.
Dude, like I've said it before.
Yeah, I know.
In my office, I have guys who sit there and talk to each other in the stalls.
Well, all right. Older guys can
do that. Women do that. Women do that.
At full on 10-minute conversations, they walk in talking, they go to the toilet, sit down, and they continue their conversation.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do that.
I've noticed if I go into a bathroom at work, just to go in and wash my hands or something, you know, just go in there. What's going on over there?
I like to be alone. Mike, put her on the mic.
Yeah, Carly can't pee in front of people.
Oh. I have to be alone.
Yeah.
It's all according.
I'll pee. I don't care. But it's common courtesy. I don't want people doing it to me.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's a lie. I think it's funny.
Oh, it is
dropping
hilarious.
Them. In fact, sometimes I'll open the door and then let it close so I can hear them blow up. Because you walk in and there's that tension. Like you kind of see their feet come up. And uh-huh. you're just like, oh, this guy was taking a fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I wash my hands. I've done that. Uh-huh. You just kind of open the door.
I know exactly what he's talking
and
about.
And let it fall. And they just hear, badoosh. And you're like, nice. And you just leave.
Badoosh.
You douche.
Like,
okay, go ahead.
Like, I've had to deal with all my jobs. I've always had to deal with a bathroom where you can't really not be alone. There's always going to be someone walking.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, it's always like, you know, a public restroom.
Yeah.
It's multiple toilets, multiple urinals. You're not going to have somebody. You're not going to be able to lock the door behind you and take a dump by yourself.
I can't poop when someone else is there because I'll start laughing.
Yeah.
You know? That's basically it. Well, like if someone's in there and I rip one, I'm just like.
How did the conversation turn into this?
We were talking about bathroom rules.
We're talking about homosexuals.
Well, we're getting into the whole.
I was trying to veer away from it.
We're getting there.
We're rather talk about shit.
I'm sorry.
When I'm sitting there, I either bring the paper in with me, even at work, or I'll read the internet on my computer, on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that too.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I have the VCast on my phone, so I'll watch like South Park.
And stuff. Yeah, I watch the South Park and Scrubs clips. I can.
This is why I know a whole bunch of crap when we come in and I'm talking about stuff when I walk in.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time on the shitter. That's why.
Well, I spend a good 15 minutes every work day in the toilet.
All right.
It is a long time, but it's broken up into like 5-minute increments. So it's like maybe four times on the toilet at work.
Wow.
I've noticed going into stalls that
in the bathroom,
the older guys at work will be more than willing to engage in conversation. Like, I'll just be in there washing my hands, and they'll see me from inside the stall, and they'll be like, hey, Matt. I'll be like, oh, God, I don't want to talk to you while you're taking a shit. I really don't. I don't feel like talking to you. You're shitting, and I'm out. As soon as I'm done washing my hands, I'm leaving. But they keep you in there, and they keep talking to you.
No.
I've even had, on occasion, where they've actually must have taken a peek to see who is in there because they know it's me. Who does that? Who comes into a bathroom and looks and says, hey, I know you're taking a shit in there, Matt, but I got to ask you a question about something work-related. Like, well, who does that? They don't know I was in there. They had to look.
Yeah.
Quantum physics.
Don't look at somebody taking a shit.
I don't even like people to know it's me walking in.
Yeah.
Like, if I walk in, I'm like trying to get out, and I hate it when I'm in there. I'm just about to get out washing my hands, and someone will come in and go, hey, Derek.
No.
I'm like, oh, wait. Hi, you.
You guys wash your hands after you...
Well, I actually have to do it before, too, because I'm working with chemicals, mm-hmm. and I have burnt myself on several occasions.
That's true.
Carly's seen it.
Yes, it's not
pee. I wash my hands before I pee,
mm-hmm.
and then I put my hands under the water, and I dry them off. I don't wash them again.
Yeah.
I just rinse them.
I
always wash my
hands
before I touch my penis.
Yes.
Always.
Oh, Don King.
I am so pee shy that I've actually contemplated changing shoes for when I go to the bathroom.
No.
What?
Just so that people don't see my shoes mm-hmm. in the stall and go, hey, Carly's in here. Let's mm-hmm. talk to her because it won't work for me. I've actually thought about bringing a change of shoes to work.
I hate it when I'm in there using the facilities and someone will walk in. Obviously, they're coming in and take a shit. Obviously. But they just kind of do that. They're like... And then they wash their hands. Like, I'm just coming in here to wash my hands. And then they leave. It's like, just fucking, if you open the door, see me in there, and walk out. You don't have to pretend you're doing something.
I've done that before. Like, just walked in and be like, all right, somebody's taking shit. Just open the door and close it. That's it.
Yeah. You don't have to, it's like you have to do something when you came in there. Yeah.
Make pretend, I wasn't coming in here to shit. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't shit. I have no stomach. I have no digestive. I take vitamins and that's it. I don't. Shit, I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them.
Eunuch.
Goodbye. Fucking knock it off.
The worst thing is...
Just say, oh my God, someone's in here and it fucking stinks.
I think
I'll be back in a half hour.
I think the worst is that if you ever go to the... You ever eat at the Wendy's on Shrewsbury Ave?
I got takeout there.
Whatever.
Yeah. I used to eat there a lot. A couple summers ago.
Oh, no. I've never... I was thinking
of
one in...
I do a route. One of the routes I do is... delivers to that, and I usually mm-hmm. eat there for my lunch. And they have this girl who cleans it, cleans the windows, cleans the tables, and she does the toilets, right? She cleans the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I have to go to the bathroom and I'm about to leave the place, I go and, she's in there cleaning. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I hate that. Where I work, we have, the little Mexicans that come and clean.
Yeah.
So I'll be taking a shit in a stall. And they'll come in a busy hallway where there's not like workers like me, but like suits and stuff, like people in offices, because I go upstairs and take a shit.
You're pushing
it's
people
cleaner.
Out of the way.
No, he'll open the door, notice I'm taking a shit, and prop the door open and wait outside for me to leave so he can clean. And here I am, like I can hear activity in the hallway. The door's open, like feet away from me, and I'm just like, oh my God, I can't shit.
I can live with that. The guy at my office.
Live with that.
The guy at my office, the janitor in my office, he'll keep both doors open at the end of the night, like 6, 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and I'll go in there and go to the bathroom, take a shit, take whatever I have to do, And then come out, and he's like, no. He's like, is it clear? I'm like, yeah, you're clear. Go ahead, dude. You know,
clear
but
to
no.
Land.
But the thing is, in the Wendy's there, their bathroom is just one big pit with a toilet, a urinal, and a sink.
Oh, wow.
It's one, like, you know, a 3x3.
Yeah.
And there's no walls anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, you just lock the door behind you. And she's sitting in there cleaning the toilet, mm-hmm. cleaning the floors. And you walk in, and you're like, oh, shit. And you automatically come right the fuck out, because you're like, uh-uh. I can't yeah. shit. I can shit in front of, like, exes or girlfriends. You know what I mean? Like, you get to that comfortability start where you can keep the door open and talk to her while she's in another room.
Never done.
You've never done
like
that?
Being with the door open.
These two guys are talking about how, like, poop shy they are, kind of, but they've both shit their pants.
They do shit their pants.
And they've openly admitted it on the air.
I'm not poop shy. I can shit anywhere. I even shit myself a handful of times. It's no big thing. I mean, I've become...
So
like,
attractive.
I know, right? I'm a keeper.
That's what my mommy tells me.
No, my mom says I'm a fuck up. But no, I've gotten so comfortable with relationships, like, because it's also a thing with my parents. My parents have become so comfortable that they'll keep the door open a crack and have arguments with each other in the bathroom.
Anyway,
and it's kind of like a thing I've kind of grown into.
Hey, is anyone saying anything in the chat?
I was gonna save it for later, but if you want me to go through,
fire it up.
Why don't we go through the page of toucher comments?
Oh, Christ.
Just write them down.
Getting back to the gay thing.
Oh, no.
Vaughn can't be gay. There's no way that fat load of crap like him could put something in his mouth without chewing it up and swallowing it.
Oh, my God.
With all his varicose Vaughns, you think he's worried about a little mosquito bite scar?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, baby, I want to suck your tumor ball. Oh, wait, ew. Is that a mosquito bite scar? But he called it a mozzie bite. I guess that's what they call him there.
Yeah. Pterodactyls.
Christine says when she was in elementary school, she had a friend who she knew was gay because when they played in the playground, he always wanted to be She-Ra.
Wow.
That is starting early.
I'll agree with her there. That's when it's like you can kind of like, oh, okay. There's like there's the flag right there.
Yeah. And then she says for the first time she ever heard.
Not in kindergarten.
Yeah. She heard a woman reacting to another woman taking a shit in the bathroom at work.
Oh.
And a woman announcing a courtesy flush. And then the toucher brings up a good point. He puts a few wads of toilet paper in the bowl first. That way there is no, in big caps, badouche, as you so eloquently put it.
Nice.
Yeah, douche.
Badouche.
Dropping the A-bomb.
Yeah.
There's one guy at work who very often I'll be in. Usually there's set times where I have to go take a piss. It's always after unloading a truck for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I go in there, and he'll come in like right behind me. He goes right into the stall and just starts blowing up. It's unbelievable. And he's like, and it must be painful for him too, because he's just like,
me and Gab.
It's just like,
yeah, yeah. Me and Gabby Rich were talking about this. He's like, all these guys here have so much gas. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
Oh, it's
that happens when you get old. Yeah. Derek, think about when you get to like 50-something years old.
That's going to be horrible.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just going to walk around with a fucking paper bag and just shit in it.
It's like that in my office. Guys like fight with each other. Like they have arguments, and their ultimate retort is just to fart in that general direction and let it waft into their area. And they start and people just walk away like about to vomit because of it.
It's like that where I work too, and I work in like an office environment.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I have to keep like two air fresheners on my desk at all times. Just because
really?
Because of you?
All right, no, because there's this guy who sits somewhat in like the same general area as myself. And, well, yeah, vicinity, fine.
He shits
I'll
a
use
lot.
Your word. Anyway, no, he's Indian, mm-hmm. so he eats the food with all the spices on it. And I don't know if it's the spices or it's him, but it is so bad.
Yeah,
I really can't even breathe. It smells like a zoo.
Intolerable.
It smells like a zoo. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, people do smell pretty bad sometimes. And
wait,
there's not much you can do to them except to take a fucking bath.
I don't know if it's his food or not. That's the thing. It could be.
Can I break the story just in between real quick?
Oh,
did we ever give out the number for the Skype?
No.
What's that?
Can we give out the number for Skype just in case?
732-917-0456.
He sounds so downtrodden.
What's that number again?
Oh, no.
Is that the poop one?
That was me trying to poop.
Wait, have you gotten a video yet of that? Sounds like a Tommy gun going off.
Almost like a Doesn't dying it? Duck.
That was Wendy's. Buddy.
Have you ever retaliated to him for that video? Have you ever tried to send back another one to him?
He won't. He won't do it.
Speaking of,
the dog Lola. Took a shit.
Yep, Lola dumped.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because everybody's on the chat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thanks.
Carly, go take care of your dog.
Clean up, bro.
Your dog. Oh, it fucking stinks.
Dump. Oh, no.
Oh.
No, I got some.
It's like liquid.
Oh.
Liquid doggy shit.
I don't even want to look at it.
No. Go the other way.
Like, and the thing is, last night I went to the movies, right?
Uh-huh. What'd you say?
I wanted to see Transformers.
How was it?
It was fantastic.
That's enough.
Awesome. I'm not going to give anything away.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Except
the end!
Except for, it's not like Spider-Man 3. This is different.
I actually ruined the end of it in the chat room.
Really?
I didn't even realize it. Oh. I just made something up, and they're like, actually, that happened.
Oh, okay, then.
Oh, you
but
said
I won't say it.
We can talk about it later. Okay. And it's like, it's not packed. It's maybe like 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two ultra, like, nerd boys sitting in front of me, bigger than, like, some of the kids that were with me. I mean, there's, like, we had, like, seven people with us.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, I have no idea. They were either eating Taco Bell and they haven't showered in, like, weeks. That's just two stinks you don't want. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell farts and B.O.
Understandable.
Oh. That's the only thing that kind of ruined it for me that last night was just that. Was that you get these quafting farts coming from their area, but then the stink from them, too, would just knock you unconscious.
Unsenseless.
Unsenseless.
I have an interesting shit story.
Ooh.
It stems from my job.
Nice.
Different.
And, here goes, because some of you haven't heard this story, and it's shocking. Are you ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I told you. It just happened the other day. I haven't really talked to you in a couple of days, so I probably didn't tell you.
I was ignored over the weekend. No one called me. I didn't get any calls or anything.
You were invited, though.
No, I wasn't, by the way. But anyway, I wasn't talking about that.
About what?
Nothing. Go on.
Oh. Anyway. I'm in my back room. It's like a big warehouse. There's a bathroom back there. Large black lady.
I love it already.
Approximately 3.5 bills.
3.5.
Comes into the back room. And I know her. She shops there a lot. She's a nice lady. She's a little bit out there, but, you know. So she's marching on back. And it's funny because there's a little bit of a link in a couple customers that come in that I didn't realize was there. There's a little black boy that comes in. He's about 8. He's normal size kid and everything. But I think he's autistic. And he's actually very intelligent. And it comes out in absolutely bizarre situations. Now, he talks kind of like Bill Cosby, if you can imagine that. Just this little black kid. Okay, so this woman comes in, whom I find out is his mother, and I never knew that. I see them in there all the time, but never together. So she comes into the back room. She's got this little plastic package that has a knife, a fork, and a little napkin in it. She's opening it up, and I'm like, that dog's got to stop squeaking.
Now.
Okay, anyway.
Yellow man's got to go.
The yellow man is done.
All right, what were you saying?
So she comes into the back with the knife and fork.
Ah, yellow man.
She's opening this little package up, and I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Like, why is she coming back here with this? She looks at me, and she's like, oh, I know this is, it's going to sound a little funny, but my son, he just used your restroom, and he's afraid he's going to block up the toilets.
Did she say she doesn't know nothing about birth and no babies? Where did she come from that she talks like
very
that?
Southern, wow. Very Southern. Very, very Southern.
Yeah. My son's got a case of the vapors in his ass.
So I said, I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on? She's like, well, come on.
Get her off
the dog has got to be off this couch right now.
Oh, my God. All right.
Was her son dying of consumption as well?
So she says, my son, he just used your bathroom, and he's worried that it's going to block up your toilet. I go, no, we have power flushes. These aren't normal. Yeah. These aren't normal toilets. Not like your normal 1.5 liter or whatever they are. No, these things are powerful. I'm like, there's nothing he could possibly do that could block up our toilet. And she goes, oh, I don't know about that. And I'm like,
it's like a ragu bottle.
And she says, if you can just maybe, you know, watch over the door, I'll go in there. I'll cut it up for you. There'd be no mess.
Cut it with what?
A chainsaw? A little plastic knife.
Oh. Oh. What? She's going to cut it up like it's fucking birthday cake? And flush it a little bit at a time?
Yes.
Ew.
I'll cut it up for you. There'd be no mess. She was very thoughtful. But it's funny because the son must have went and told her. Now, all right, when you think about a regular 8-year-old boy, okay? Mm-hmm. What could possibly come out of a child that size that could block up any toilet?
A shit the size toilet. Of an 8-year-old boy?
Basically, now, I didn't get to see it. I went in there and immediately saw that the one stall was occupied. I'm like, oh, great, this poor guy, whoever's in there. I don't know who's in there. You know, now we got me, we got the butcher is back there, and we got the maintenance guy back there, and this large black lady. And I went over to the handicap stall and looked in there to see what was in. There's nothing in there, and I figured, all right, the other guy's in the other stall. He must have gotten it down, no problem. I said, just, you know, go back to your business. Don't worry about it. Everything's taken care of. If there's any problem, we'll clean up. Don't worry about it. Right. She's very nice. She's like, I'm really sorry about all this. And I'm like, okay, all right, don't worry about it. So she goes back out, and a few minutes later, the guy comes out of the bathroom, and it was our bakery guy, and he has this look on his face. Of sheer amazement. He said that there was a shit in the toilet, no joke, as big as my forearm.
What?
It was massive. Look, a shit for anybody, a normal-sized human forearm, for those who were in the room Nudge. To see, was in the toilet, and it came from an 8-year-old boy. I showed him.
Black boy.
Yeah. I said to the guy, he's like, I don't know who could have left something like that. I go, I do. It's the 8-year-old boy. He's right outside this door over here by the Appy department.
Are you sure that's not his actual arm?
Wait, yeah.
Hold on.
Horrific.
Out of all the, like, food, like, the what places around eat? Here, you're the only, your store, like, the place you work at, is the only place that lets people in the back.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Everybody else is like disbarred. They lock the places down. They don't let.
Or they have bathrooms for people.
Like, well, yeah, this bathroom is kind of for the public.
Yeah,
I mean, we have one upstairs that's just for us, but we all use the downstairs one too because it wants to walk up fucking 20 steps every time you want to take a shit or something.
Yeah, but it's like in Guam. The back.
Yeah.
The back of that place is like.
I have
like
to tell at least two people a day where the bathroom is if I'm on the floor at least.
See, that's the one place out of all the places when I go into his job, if I have to pee or shit, I hold it until I get home.
Or
I'll run into the Quiznos and knock somebody down and rob their bathrooms.
Could you imagine? I wish that the guy would have taken a picture of it because I'm curious.
It's like Peter Steele's penis. He shit up Peter basically, Steele's penis.
Yeah, basically that's what he did.
Ew.
We were trying to figure out, like, we said to him, like, well, how big was this thing? Like, he said it was as big as my head. It had to be. That's like his, you know, the exaggeration. But when we showed him that it came out of an 8-year-old boy, that was it. He lost it.
Is that some type of, like, a disorder or something?
I don't know.
Like, it's predicted. Like, she predicted
she
that
knew.
That would happen. So
she knew.
This
it's
got to
be a
he what, shitting
the
trailer.
It must happen
must be wrong.
All the time at their house. He must block up the toilet
she had
all
a
the
plastic
time.
Knife.
No. She got it. She got it from the Abbey department. We have these little. There's like a whole box
prepared.
Of them.
She knew
what she had
knife.
To do. She's probably done it many
she
times
had a
before.
Which is all the more disturbing that she's like, oh, get the knife.
Oh.
She puts on her biohazard gear and pulls out a chainsaw.
The family is very funny, though, because they come in a lot. Every now and then when I'm on register, I'll have them on my line. And the grandmother comes in with them, too. She's just, you know, normal black lady, but very Southern. And they were having an argument one time. And it was about money that the big one owed the mother. And
the big one.
Yeah, and she's like, no, no, no. She's like, I can't. I have to pay my car insurance or something. So she's like going on and on and on. She wouldn't stop. Like, you know, just, I mean, she's not like nasty or anything like that, but she just kept talking and talking. And the grandmother, who is her mother, looks at me and says, she a dumb nigga.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay. I didn't know whether to laugh or not.
Love it.
She but, a dumb nigga.
She a dumb nigga.
And you didn't respond?
I was just like, okay.
You say so,
yeah. Yeah, but they are, this, see, this tops the last time that they were in there when a little girl, unrelated to them, was running around eating, like, the food that the mother, like, got some stuff just to appease her while they were shopping. She's in one of those little truck carts. She got out. She's running around wearing nothing but a diaper. That's it.
How old is this kid?
Maybe two.
Hot.
And she threw up. All over the place on the front end. And the same little black boy says, it's like she threw up for the first time or something. And it was all chunks.
Ew. That's why I had to get out of retail, man.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Like, they're like, just with like little kids vomiting on shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't clean it up.
Or like pooing on stuff. Like when I used to work in the cafe, when I used to work in Barnes & Noble, right?
Yes.
Like the parents would bring the kids in there. And mm-hmm. the kids would be going ape shit, just destroying stuff.
Literally.
And all of a sudden, they'd either, like, puke or shit, and it, like, it'd get on something, and the parents would pick them up and walk them away. What do you do? You wouldn't clean. No, they didn't even clean it up. Like, normally, like, you know, if you're a
this decent. Probably happens all the time. The kids probably run around, vomit. Get all that candy in them, and they just vomit. What, do you clean up every time it happens?
Yes.
Fuck them.
Or at least tell somebody.
Say, hey, at least we did it on the fucking, we didn't do it on the rug. This we had the decency to go in the fucking.
The cafe and puke
the tile.
This one time, yeah, there was like, it was in the middle of the day. We had a big rush, and when the rush was done, there was a table with puke on the floor, like underneath it. Like, it looked like the parents pushed the table underneath the puke, like over the pukes to like hide it. Like, they were like,
that's attract more attention to it?
And I guess, like, I don't know.
It's like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And we see them like still walking around. We knew who the family, because the only little kid there at you know, 2 p.m, and they're like, you know, he's like running around like a retard, pushing, picking books off the damn thing, throwing them on the floor, and running away.
Some people shouldn't be. Parents.
And my manager's like, what should I do? Should I go up there and tell them to come up here and like berate them like a dog and be like, no, nah. Like, what should I do to them?
People do need to be punished for things like that sometimes.
Like crucified.
Yeah.
They should bring back crucifixion. Crucifixion. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. It's like, we should just, like, the, like, when I used to work in there, I was like, we should just hang up the worst offender of the day on a crucifix in the front of the store as you walked in.
That damn Jesus is here again.
Like, not nail them, but like tie them to
his Jesus, whatever.
Not nail them, but like tie them to the cross. And like, as you walked,
not nail them.
Not nail walked, them. That would be too cruel.
As you walked in,
too symbolic.
Like a placard. Like a placard with all the crap that they did within the time period they were there, and why they're
getting
being
a little
crucified.
Elaborate with this.
Yeah, it really is.
I would just hit them with a shovel or something.
We didn't have shovels. We only had mops.
Well, that
we had enough.
Too.
We had enough wood in the back that we can actually probably make a crucifix.
Or just fucking ignore them and tell someone else to clean up the puke. Mm.
I'll talk about this now that we're over the shit story.
You have a shit story for us?
No, not even. I have like a weirdo pedophile story.
Oh God!
Talking about the bookstore. I was there for 2 of the 9,000 Harry Potter nights that they've had over the couple years. And it's just a cavalcade of ridiculousness. Because it's like everybody and their mother, because originally when those books came out, only kids read them, right?
Yeah. Well,
and then the second book came out, and the parents
all of a sudden there's like college kids there. Well, no, like, come on.
No, but the thing is, the parents started reading them, and then they started giving them to their older kids.
Yeah.
And now it's like the Grateful Dead's coming into town. They're going to be on. They're going to be playing for a month straight, and they're sold out the whole damn month.
There are a lot of older people who are extremely into the Harry Potter series. It's it's a little bit annoying sometimes, because I've noticed how people who are into that kind of assume everybody else is.
Yeah.
So they'll start talking to you about it.
I got something like that.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine's like that. She's A friend of mine's like that. She's into these books, and she's like, when you talk about it, like, unless it's, like, I've seen the movies. Like, I've seen the movies. I've never read the books. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to read the books. Yeah. I'm like, it's okay. It's worthwhile. It's fine. It'll be like a national treasure in a couple years. Who cares?
What?
What are you giggling
if we
about?
Give you your own show, will you stop?
What?
Matt was just beginning a story, and you're like, I got something with that.
I wanted to finish.
He silenced Matt with his finger.
I saw it right at like the very end of my peripheral vision.
All right,
Matt's looking straight forward. He's got a finger like in his eyeball. He just peers over and goes, okay.
It's just a couple of dimes.
What were you going to say? Because
it's along the same lines. It was just something stupid that happened
to
me.
We need
to
learn
work.
To take turns.
I was.
Yeah, well, you spoke for like a solid 2 minutes. You got to let someone
else
have
I was just going to explore what you were talking about, how with like people, what is it, like the Grateful Dead you said coming?
Yes.
Yeah, it's getting like ridiculous and everybody's getting into the Harry Potter thing. Well, there's this guy who every now and then he substitutes at work when we don't have someone to run our front end, and he's from another store. He comes in, and I usually have to wind up working with him. He's a big nerd, and he one day, out of nowhere, he asked me a question about Harry Potter, using the characters' names in full, and asked a very serious storyline-related question. And I said, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe
but he completely assumed that I did, like, he looked at me and said, this guy reads Harry Potter. I know it. Like, oh, that guy's gay. That guy reads Harry Potter. You know, it's not the same thing. But I couldn't contribute to whatever he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
He said he mentioned something about Dumbledore and somebody else, and I was just like, what? I've seen two of the movies, that's it, but I only saw him because someone else wanted to see him, and I have no idea what you're talking about. So, yeah. Anyway, now that my story was ruined by Vaughn's...
Sorry.
I liked it.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
That was very funny.
What?
That was very funny.
I guess so.
I do apologize. Sorry.
You say you apologize, but you're just going to do it another 20
He didn't even realize that he did it.
It would have been funny if I could have just gotten it out in one breath.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because Matt kind of does the same thing where, like, once I stop talking,
he
automatically jumps in there, and it's like, I have to do something to either stop him or, like, just... Like, offend you to the point where you're like, oh my God, he's doing it again.
See, everyone's bitching about not being able to get lines in and stuff, but, like, I barely talk sometimes.
It's true.
I'll go, like, an hour without saying anything. I'll just sit here.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, really?
Yeah. I think from like, observing that I think Vaughn has the most time on air.
He has the biggest voice.
I think Vaughn has the most mic time and the lowest mic.
I don't think he realizes it because you're so involved in every single one of the
stories. I try to compete
with
him for it.
I listen to the show. Matt listens to it to fall asleep. Derek doesn't even listen to the show.
What show?
You know, I listen to the show as back for work because that's what I listen to at work.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can tell that I'm trying to, like, push myself in there every once in a while. Especially if Steve's here. Steve gets a lot more time than when Steve's here, he gets a lot more time.
Oh, yeah. Well, he just jumps on you.
Yeah, he'll just jump in.
Which then gets annoying.
He interjects when Vaughn's talking, but most of the time Vaughn is talking. And if Steve gets a word in edgewise, it's because he cut Vaughn off.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, that's how he does it.
I didn't hear
so you have a similar story to mine?
Had a story, but... No,
you don't have to tell. That's fine.
All right, fine.
So, yeah, all right.
Yep.
I'd rather have dead air. It's fine.
No, but like I was saying... No, because... The latest book is coming out, right?
He couldn't hold it in.
No, because the latest book is coming out in a month, right? And I know there's going to be a
What's this one called?
He's still coming.
I don't know.
Is that...
I really know. It's the last book.
Oh. Is he dead yet?
Well, no,
someone's going to die.
No, but supposedly online somebody hacked the servers for the the book company and actually got the ending.
Come on.
Anyway. Like, it's a cavalcade of ridiculousness because it's so...
Said it again! Too!
What?
Cavalcade of ridiculousness. That's the title of the show.
That's not something you can repeat.
That's the title of the show.
I can repeat it as many times as I want. So...
Who said Deathly Hollows?
Is that the title of the new book?
That's Deathly Hollows.
That's right.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
Deathly, it shouldn't be, like, Deadly Hollows makes sense.
No, Deathly.
Deathly Hollows. No. I don't know.
Is it like Harry Potter and the Deathly Hollows?
Yes.
Is that like some kind of weird group of people?
Possibly.
Jesse and the Rippers.
With the Beach Boys.
Avec.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Well,
oh, I wanna take ya.
Maybe Typo should cover that.
Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh my god.
Why is she hitting her head with the mic? All I hear is.
All right, breathe in.
I love that laugh.
Okay.
That was a great laugh.
What is your story?
All right, now that the last book's coming out in like a month, a month. Like I remember when originally these series started, because all my friends work for bookstores.
Yeah.
And that's how I got my job at the one time.
Okay.
So these things become like sort of like, you know, like at midnight, they reopen the stores, and everybody has to, it's like, it's just a barrage. Everybody's getting tickets. They have to do it like a raffle almost.
Yeah. It's insanity.
Yeah. It's
a cavalcade of ridiculousness.
Or as the Toucher says, a cavalcade of fatness.
That wasn't that funny.
Every fatulousness.
Well, no, and then he said, it's like if you were at the Pizza Hut, he would have way more pizza than everyone else.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
So a picture, like, you know, if this show was a pie, like a pizza pie.
Yeah.
I have everything but one slice.
Get the more slices than everyone else, as if it were a real pizza
Everybody gets one slice and Vaughn gets the rest.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's like that old gag where you cut a piece of cake, and then you put the cake down and take the whole rest. Oh, it's so funny. Everyone laughs.
Laughing.
They say, I'm just kidding. Then you go to put it back down and it falls.
And laugh.
Then your grandmother yells at you.
Achim.
And then you start a radio show.
Achim.
I really want to stop talking about Harry Potter. I don't even know what you're going to say.
This is how I felt when that guy said it to me at work.
Yeah.
He gave me this question, like, Dumbledore or somebody else? Like, who?
Snape.
Yeah, yeah. And he like, gave me a question, and I had to pick one of them. I don't even remember what the hell the
like,
context of the question was.
Three.
None of the above.
One of the movies must have just come out, and there must have been an open ending. I don't remember which one. How many have there been?
They're all like that.
Has there been three now?
I have no four? Idea.
The newest one will be four.
Okay, so it had to be... Jeez, it was probably the third one, and
what?
I didn't see the third
one. No, this one's from Christine. If the show were a pizza pie, Vaughn would eat it.
Hilarious.
If that were a drink, it'd be diet.
Are you drunk, Christine? Why don't you call in?
No, she's pretty sober.
Wait, it's Tuesday? She's listening in?
I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
Did that comedy club burn down? Or
yeah, it must have. What happened, Christine?
Did all her friends commit suicide or something
like
that?
It was a Great White concert or whatever it was. Was that the band?
Didn't they come out with an album called, like, Burning the Place Down? Like, it was like some awful fucking...
Now
I gotta find it. What was it, Great White?
Great White, yeah. I think they're the one who killed their own audience.
That was the one with the fire.
Yeah. I just saw the Law and Order that they did based on that today before.
There was
out.
A concert where it was in such a tiny building, and there was like twice as many people as there should have been in the building, and it burned down, and people died.
Well, the reason why it burned down is because they were using pyrotechnics in a place where they shouldn't have been using
pyrotetanus.
Pyrotetanus. Is that
you
what he
know
said?
What I mean? I speak my own language.
Pyrotetanus.
I'll give you tetanus.
Pyrokinesis.
Anyway. What is this, Firestar?
Right. No, I
don't know what it was, but basically they wanted to come out with an album, and they had a very inappropriate title, like something about a fire. Like it was
our fans die in fires.
No, but didn't one of their guitars die in that fire?
Somebody,
too?
I think somebody died,
or, like their
or a backup, or like a stagehand. Somebody died.
No, I remember a main member of the
I don't,
band
I didn't hear about that.
Died in the fire because
if only Steve number one were here, he could give us the entire story.
Yeah. Well, he's out getting trimmed, so there's no big deal.
No, he's actually working right now.
He's working.
Oh, day before the holiday.
That blows.
Blows.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes,
I am not.
Ugh. Well, yeah, because me and you have, like, you know, normal jobs.
I'm working.
You're still working for retail.
Yep. Sucks. Oh, I gotta get out of it.
Did
you find it yet?
No, I can't find it. It was like a...
But it was them, right?
Yeah, but they didn't use it.
I think they were going to do a best of record and something like that, and their management was like, no
like,
good.
You know, dead people in a Rhode Island club, I think.
Could have been,
on fire screaming or something like that.
Our drummer is dead because of a fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dead air, dead air.
What are you gonna do?
Well,
you sent me a couple of things, Matt.
I did.
And you liked them very much, so I'll read one of them
here. What is it?
Did we want to do the officer choking the skateboarder or
we can hit
man
that.
Nearly sucked out of a plane window.
What?
It's not even like funny or stupid stuff. It's just ridiculous.
A critical care nurse aboard an air ambulance fought to keep from being sucked out of the cabin when a window blew out of the aircraft at 20,000 feet while the plane was flying a patient to Seattle. Wow, that's got to suck.
That, yeah.
I guess it just wasn't my day to die, said Chris Fogg.
I guess not.
Nurse named Chris.
A guy nurse?
I guess so.
Perhaps today isn't a good day to die.
Yeah, he's Bond all of a sudden.
For anyone else, I think they would have been sucked completely out, but for some reason I was spared. I don't know why.
Was she
how
fat?
Yeah. Wait, how big?
He, Chris.
Oh, he. Yeah.
Was
he fat?
Was he like 350?
Actually says right here, Fog 41 is 6 feet tall and weighs 220 pounds.
That's
it's
probably
really odd that you asked that, and they had his exact stats.
That's awesome.
That's probably why he didn't get sucked out.
So he's like me, but like I'm 40 pounds heavier.
Okay, all right. So he's not like you.
He said his
he's shorter and weighs less.
He's not unlike.
Not unlike.
He says his size may have helped him avoid being sucked out of the twin engine.
No, isn't it that he got almost sucked out of the window?
Yeah.
But I don't know. What kind of pressure would there be? I think it'd be enough to just snap him. I don't know.
It's not like Alien 4 when that alien was getting sucked through that tiny little hole.
Well, one side of your body would become completely depressurized.
His ass cheeks were sticking out the window.
I don't know. That's just vile. I couldn't even imagine. Like he was actually within like he was on it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What injuries did he?
Nothing, I guess.
A bruised buttocks. Ass.
Yeah.
No, but what is it? Didn't Mythbusters do something like that? Did you?
What's that?
They did an episode where they tried to debunk like shooting the windows out of airplanes at like a certain height.
Yeah, well, even if you fire a gun inside anything, if you puncture the hole,
well, no,
you depressurize it.
Well, no, they actually debunked that.
Really?
They actually shot a gun into a window where they had the hole set up to a certain pressure,
yeah,
and it did nothing.
Hmm.
They said like when they pulled the window out, when it actually was like,
well, so it wasn't big enough hole or something.
When they shot a normal like a rifle, a rifle into an airplane window,
mm-hmm,
and it did nothing. And all it did was just like suck
all
the air
it did?
Out. Oh God! Can we understand that I speak a different language?
Yes,
we understand
it, so we
and that is why we bring it up. Otherwise,
no,
after the show, we would just say, "What is he saying?
Why can't you just speak like the rest of us? I don't understand."
Because I can't. I don't do these things.
Is there
very
an explanation
well.
Dud.
It, like, dud.
It's just
why
accepted.
Else?
It's assumed that we should accept it.
Yes.
Why else would
just
he
wondering.
Be
I'm just
cooking?
Wondering. I'm not. Don't.
You should accept me for who I am.
What are what are some of the famous Vaughnisms?
We went through like 95
tooken,
of them today.
Tooken is one that he says
a
lot.
One, yeah.
Tooken is not a word.
No.
So what?
Dud is a word, but he just used it as a verb. But it's not a verb.
Well, what did he say? I don't even
He said dud. Instead dud. Of did, he said dud. So, he made dud the past tense of did, but did is already the past tense.
So are we going to have everybody combine like and create a English to Vaughn language?
Basically, we should do it. Well, that'd be a great feature for the site.
Yeah.
I say Oops, things. What site? I'm sorry.
Vaughnics.
I just still don't understand why we should have to accept it.
It's funny.
You should.
It is funny.
I like when he says this stuff because then you can jump on him.
Yeah. And then he gets all mad. So mm-hmm. Don't you understand that I'm different?
No, no.
Well, what are you different?
I don't get mad about it because you know why?
What do you mean?
It's funny when he does it because he'll just say the word after I say it and I'll continue talking.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, you know, Horn Lauren over here, he just kind of grinds the whole thing to a halt and goes, I don't understand. Why do we have to believe why he talks like a retard? You know, it's
I'm
like,
not grinding things to a halt. I'm asking a valid question. I don't understand.
And the question
why.
Is why?
And the question
why?
Is, I don't know. It's just how I've been.
Justify your existence.
I seriously think this is why I went to speech therapy when I was younger.
It didn't work.
I think you should have stayed there.
No, it did. I'll
It did or dud?
It did.
It did work. It dud.
It did at one point, and then I kind of grew out of it.
I grew out of my education.
Just like passed down the family trait of varicose veins.
What? Trait's not a bad... I heard...
Yeah,
I heard
exactly. Traits are not bad.
I heard two other people say the same thing about something else that is hereditary in their family. They use the word trait.
It's a family trait.
Yeah. They said the same thing. It's not
a quality.
I've heard people who actually have a bigger... vocabulary and a bigger mindset.
We're all good with our hands, and we all have cancer. It's a trait.
It's a trait. No. Vaughn, your vocabulary is not in question because you definitely know a lot of words. It's just how you pronounce them and when you use them, the context.
I've met people who use the word trait as a fact that it's a hereditary problem in their family.
Yeah.
And when I say it to you guys, you're like, what? You're using that word completely wrong. It's like, so what?
Is there another word for that?
What?
For what?
Like what Vaughn is talking about when he says, like, yeah, we all got these varicose veins in our family. It's a family trait. Is there another word that
hereditary?
You could use?
It's hereditary. Yeah, I don't know.
That's it. And
I can't think of anything, but
I can't either. I would never use the word trait to be like, you know, hey, like what Derek said, cancer, it runs in the family.
Yeah.
You could say that.
I don't like
varicose veins run in the family.
I don't like that. It's silly.
But like
a trait is like something that
too many words.
Like you like
if everyone owns a restaurant, it's like a family trait.
Yeah.
Or if like I said,
everybody's
everyone's good with their hands or something.
Yeah.
Or,
you can all draw. Yeah. You know?
Or we're all musical. Like it's a family trait.
All carpenters, yeah.
You know.
Stuff like that.
Or like genetic.
Genetic's too big.
Genetic's too big. You just spit out cavalcade twice. But you can't say did.
Of ridiculousness.
That's the thing, like do you work on the words, or do they just fly out of you?
It's like a stream of consciousness.
Wow.
Things just pop up, and I spit them out.
And sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're...
And that's why sometimes when I'm talking, if you don't stop me, I want to go. Just keep going.
When I stop you, you get upset.
I get upset because I actually got... Like, I didn't get to the period. Usually, like, people stop me at the silliest points.
During the break...
Here's the thing. The period should have been way before you were planning it to be.
And normally...
You have to keep things...
Before we start the show, Derek sits over there and he's playing with stuff on the computer.
Yeah.
I sit here and read through the papers and don't say a word to each other. It's like, hey, how you doing? What's up?
Yeah, because we save it for the show. Yeah.
And then when Matt comes in, we kind of talk about we were talking about Transformers when we kind of before we started, and that was about it.
But
because I'm going to be talking to you guys for 2 straight hours,
it's true.
Maybe
I have to say to you 5 minutes before we go on the show?
Yeah, you're right.
I try to save it all for the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know, you hold a good idea. You hold my,
and then I can't say anything because you talk over me.
You hold my the attack on my verbal masturbation.
he just wanted to say masturbation the whole night.
No,
I like
verbal masturbation.
I live
verbal diarrhea.
Listen to me. I like using the word masturbation when it comes to terms of where it's something that's constant, like the way I speak.
Which is definitely constant.
I like using the word jerking off or pulling my dick when I'm masturbating. You understand that? It's a weird way of doing things. Why don't we take a break?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Thank God.
But it's never going to come up because I still haven't heard the Thursday show.
We'll hear it.
Because I haven't come up with a description for it. I have it up. It's ready to get uploaded.
It's uploaded. I don't know. Put a big question mark.
Well, last time I did that, everyone made fun of me.
I want to listen to
it. I have no idea what happened to the show. Everyone's like, way to go.
Nice job, fat ass.
Nice job, asshole.
The thing is, I got home at 12 o'clock that night, and I jumped on the chat, and nobody's on. And I'm like, okay, I guess they ended early.
Yeah, we basically hit like 12:15. We were done.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, wow. Mm. Like, no one was on chat. And I was like, oh,
where
shit.
Were you?
Where
were you, by the way?
A couple of friends came into town
that
I haven't seen in a long time. And I did text Derek.
Okay.
He never got back to me. I did tell him I had to go. I was going out to dinner.
I got it. I don't feel the need to respond to every little thing that someone sends to me like you do.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 18 messages from you right now that just say K.
One K.
Yeah.
One K.
Yeah. It's like duplicate message from Vaughn. K.
You said okay. I said I respond. I
don't respond to like everything. Like Matt will send me something. I'll just go, huh.
I'll send him like 6 paragraphs.
Yeah.
Over the course of like a couple hours.
And I'll read them and enjoy them, but I don't...
Well, the thing is, I asked him...
I don't need the acknowledgement. Like, yeah, he laughed at that. That was funny. It was funny.
When Matt said we were going to raise the spirit of Benoit because we had so many burgers.
Oh, God.
And I actually had to... I wrote back, you know, you have no idea how much that made me laugh.
Well, it's more than just... Yeah, it's
cute.
Because
in my car, like...
I asked him today as I was driving home from work. I said, are we doing a show tonight?
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe. And I was like,
I didn't say maybe.
Yeah, you did. I said maybe.
I might have been fucking with you.
Yeah, he said maybe. Why? You got something to do?
We haven't missed a show yet.
And the thing is, I was actually going to ask you if you wanted to go to Red Bank for the fireworks.
No.
If you weren't doing
tonight?
Anything.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Please.
It was at 9
Fire
o'clock.
Jerks.
So.
Fire jerks.
What? I was shooting off fireworks on the during the weekend.
Fireworks are overrated.
Shooting them off is fucking
especially
not overrated.
Especially the ones in Red Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The ones in Hershey Park were lovely.
I bet.
Shot
let's take a break and we'll come back.
Wow, we little break. Five.
All right. We are the Aristocrats.
Awesome.
Oh, computers. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website.
It's the Aristocrats.
Our phone number,
732. Skype, Skype.
732-917-0456. Shut up. 732-917-0456. You fucking. You're the one who want me to say it, douche.
Well, I'm making it a joke now, Brick. Say it again.
Oh, yeah.
What did you
say? 732-917-0456. It's the Skype number. You can give us a call. Ah, we're back.
Dead.
Just definitely back.
Nice. So what are we talking about?
I don't know. We got a sex offender story here.
Did he get arrested?
A convicted sex offender barred from having any contact with young children was arrested after police found him driving
a young child.
What? An ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah.
Raymond Mitchell, who looks like a real winner.
I bet.
Is this a... Oh, it's just an image. I thought that was a video. I was charged Saturday after DuPage County Sheriff's Detective allegedly saw him talking to children while selling ice cream from a truck parked near Glen Ellen.
That's hot.
Yeah.
So you want a large cone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how old are you? What are you, four?
Yeah. It's the how second...
Many, how many hairs you got down
forget
there?
Forget it. Forget it.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get that last
God.
One out.
That's it. Story's done.
Well, you know, you shouldn't have got the first one out because it wasn't funny. The second suburban it's the second suburban arrest in a week in which an ice cream truck driver is accused of having illegal contact with children. What the fuck is going on with ice cream trucks?
I don't know.
Last week, ice cream truck driver Douglas Jones just sounds like a pedo.
A Pedialyte?
Yeah. Was arrested for allegedly exposing himself to a three-year-old boy.
Isn't that that character actor who's playing the Silver Surfer in the new movie?
Who's that?
Doug Jones. Douglas Jones. Isn't the same guy?
No idea.
Never heard of him.
He's working side on as a ice cream man showing his penis to people.
Showing his little, what are those rocket ice cream things
Rocket
called?
Pops?
Those things, yeah. Showing his rocket pop off.
Well, this particular guy, Raymond Mitchell, was on probation last year in Cook County for possessing child pornography. As a registered sex offender, he is barred from knowingly having contact with children younger than 18.
Hmm. Curious.
So once they hit 18, he can rape them all he wants?
Go yes. for it. Blast, pound away.
Pound away.
And he really looks like a creeper, this guy.
Well, oh, my
see
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ice cream or no? He's.
I know. He looks innocent enough.
He sort of has that produce Pete look.
He does.
He looks like a guy my uncle used to be friends with.
Oh, no. He probably is.
No. Where's it from? Where's in the. What area?
Georgia?
Middletown, New Jersey.
Well, I know there's a lot of pedophiles in this state, but.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
Not really.
Tons.
Not comparatively.
There's like three in Monmouth County.
I looked up, like, which is a big city, but Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
huge.
Like hundreds of pages.
Huge.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Dusty Rhodes was one of them.
Look at Vaughn.
That's what we're talking about. Rose. Hey, it's the guy from
Jordan LaForge.
Just a common man.
I'm so happy when we finally got that music.
I know. Yeah, really I want to listen to it.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about this stupid... I guess that story's over. It was just funny. Just wanted to bring it up.
It was cute.
It sucked, he says.
Old guys,
Harry Potter.
Old guy showing kids their balls. Big deal.
Yeah.
Like you haven't been there before.
Okay.
Fair enough. What were you saying?
Did you hear about this 10-year-old goddess, living goddess?
No.
No?
Is she Indian?
Yeah.
I think I heard about
her. She had multiple arms?
No, she does not. But they dubbed her a living goddess.
Really?
How does
that happen?
She's 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something happened with her where they were just like, oh, she's a goddess.
Like she's the reincarnation of a goddess or something like that?
I guess so. Something wacky.
Rhea, maybe?
Do we what?
Do we have audio or video or anything?
No, there's a picture of her if you want to see.
Let's check her out.
Derek could just...
Akuma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they dress her up, all kinds of makeup and shit.
Yeah,
you know what? She's a living ridiculous.
Well,
she's living nothing now because they have now said she's no longer a goddess.
Good.
A 10-year-old Nepali girl worshipped as a living goddess, or Kumari, has lost her divine status for defying tradition and visiting the United States.
If she's a goddess, she can do whatever the hell she wants. She defines tradition.
Sajani Shakya was installed at the age of 2.
Installed?
Yeah. As the Kumari, the age of 2, as the Kumari of the ancient, what? Oh, the Kumari of the ancient town of Bhagatapur, whatever the fuck. Ba, 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 ba. But a recent trip to the United States to promote British-made documentary exploring Nepal's traditions has angered some local religious leaders. It is wrong and against the tradition for her to go on a foreign tour without any permission.
She's a goddess.
I read this on Boing Boing.
Who are they to say?
But no, because they're the ones who said she was the goddess.
And?
That she was reincarnation of this goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I guess what it was that her duties were to stay and be adored, you know, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of broke that rule and left and da-da, they said no more. It's idiotic where it's like you can't just tell a child or someone that they are like the reincarnation of a goddess and then all of a sudden, oh wait, my bad, you went to the Americans and came back.
You know what it really was?
What?
She didn't shit in the Ganges, so
that's... You don't shit in the Ganges, what are you talking about? You drink from the Ganges. You bathe in the Ganges.
You drink the shit in the Ganges.
And then you go to a toilet in a local cafe and shit and it goes into the Ganges.
Here's the thing. This is impure in our tradition. We will search for a new Kumari and install her as a living goddess.
Kumari idol.
Nice. That's idiotic. So wait, how old is she now? How old is she? How old is she when she was put in?
You are terrible. You are not a good goddess.
Oh my god.
I have never seen such a horrible goddess.
Thank you. Come again.
The three judges are Durka Durka, Durka Durka, and Hasselhoff.
That is not accurate. Durka Durka. This is India. It's not fucking Pakistan.
Okay, Burka Burka.
God. Afghanistan.
And David Hasselhoff is the
last
guy.
I just wasn't digging it, Cal.
Kumar.
Wow.
And then you got Paula Abdul.
Or David Hasselhoff. You could either one. Wait. Talking about Paula Abdul, they're actually giving her a reality show.
Anyway,
back to golf in a bit. Don't start talking about Paula Abdul.
What?
If that goddess were a shit in the Ganges, I would not bathe myself in it because.
Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I would, but I wouldn't enjoy it.
You are through to the next round. Oh, that would be the thank you. Come again.
You're going to Bollywood, dog.
Are you hitting your head off the damn freaking mic? Are you all right? He's grabbing his chest. That's how hard it is.
That's because we're all fat and having a heart attack.
Are you all right, man?
I'm so happy I got that out.
Oh, yeah.
Going to Bollywood.
Dog. So wait, when was she installed as the
Ryan Sandcrest.
Wow. Wait. Hold on, hold on. How old was she when she was installed?
Oh. Two.
Two. And how old is she now when
Ten.
They... 8 years?
Yeah.
And she made this one little faux pas and they're like, kicked her to the curb?
Yep.
They kicked her to the Ganges?
Look at Matt.
Oh, man.
That's so fucking stupid.
You totally Bombayed on that last round.
So stupid.
Why would Bombay? Didn't they say world traded?
No.
No?
Why do you think Indians are the same thing?
Same area.
It's Arabs.
Same area, isn't it?
It's no!
It's all sand. Who the fuck knows where they're going?
No, the thing is the nuclear missiles are pointed in opposite directions. That's the difference.
What is it, like a block away from each other?
Basically, yeah. They're right on the border, but they're different people.
They all look the same to me.
Okay.
Well, these living goddesses are to be chosen from the Buddhist Shakya family after a tough selection process, which we just went through.
Oh, we did.
They are required to stay in temples, blessing devotees until reaching puberty, after which they rejoin their family and lead a normal life.
So wait.
Huh? Over 1 billion entries this year.
You know they're fucking. They so, have to. Why else would they want, like, a 10-year-old? As soon as they hit puberty, like, out!
You know they're fucking them.
They have to. They have to. What else would they do with them?
Duh. Of course.
Why do they want a tiny girl to just to bless people in a temple, and then as soon as she starts getting pubes, they're like, fucking beat it.
Get her out of here.
Hit the bricks.
Bless my cow, and then walk away. And then, yeah. Oh, wait, you're 14. I can't deal with you.
Seriously.
We need to get your sister. She's like a ripe age of two.
While other living goddesses get a monthly pension of $17
hot.
After each retirement.
Retirement? You're 10.
Kathmandu's gets about $50 a month.
For them, that's fucking high class, man.
Yeah. Nepal Supreme Court last year ordered the government to submit a detailed report on whether the Kumari tradition violated the children's human rights. Y'all think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the study is underway.
Well, because they probably...
Because it's religious, they're not going to do shit.
Most likely.
Well, so all the more reason to do something about it.
It's like what? A couple years ago they found the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama?
They definitely didn't, but go ahead.
No. Didn't they? Isn't there a child that's supposedly the reincarnation
I think what he's getting
at great is... Of a great Dalai Lama that's going to take over for the Dalai Lama when he passes?
We'll see what happens.
And he's... Oh, sorry.
I have my doubts on him.
Go ahead.
Are you now Buddhist? Do you understand all... did you meet Richard Gere and then
continue.
He told you all the stories? Like, no, isn't... That's the thing. And he's on the run right now, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole deal? It's like, because the Chinese government is so anti-Buddhist that they will... they try to annihilate all of that whole species?
I can imagine.
Kind. Is that a better word? Is it the same species?
Species. Species. Or in the Ganges, annihilate all that feces.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that river? Have you seen a video of that?
Yeah.
People bathing that
early
disgusting. In the morning?
I don't even want... I can't even imagine why they would do that.
You know, it just sucks that people can get away with so much just because it's a religious
matter. Oh, yeah.
It really does.
Well, look at many of the wars back in the, you know...
Look at how about every war?
No,
virtually every war has
not
some
World
kind
War
of...
II or World War I. They weren't really religious wars.
No, not at all. Not at all.
What, World War II wasn't religious?
No, of course not. Hitler didn't care about Judaism at all.
But he wasn't killing them. The fact that he was killing them just as Jews, but he wasn't just killing Jews.
He was killing
blacks. He was killing homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was also causing. You know, he was also doing. Parlor tricks with them, where he was
parlor tricks.
Okay,
he was
splicing them in half, cutting one half of them, and then trying to seal them back together, making human and ultra humans.
I'm sure he was just having some fun with that.
No, his scientists.
Is this the same Hitler? Is there another Hitler?
His scientists were so like.
How can there be two Hitlers?
His scientists were so insane.
Yeah, oh, no, they were.
Okay, the First World War wasn't religious.
Okay.
I'll agree. I'll give you that. But the Second War, I kind of understand. But he was trying to annihilate everything.
Yeah.
He was even trying to kill the Russians at one point.
It was based around a religious concept. That was why.
Like, he wanted the clear slate.
Yeah. Because he only wanted his people alive. That's all.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed Christians.
That's a religious concept.
I love the whole fact that he wanted blonde-haired, blue-eyed Christians when he was a...
He was a dark-haired half-Jew.
Yeah.
He was a dark half, a vegetarian painter with one ball.
We made a list many years ago, and we got up to at least 40 different accusations. Different things.
40?
At least 40 different things that we've heard people randomly say about Hitler, just making up things like he liked when people would like shit on a table on top of him.
That was like the same thing with
glass table, whatever that was. Yeah, he liked that. The whole one testicle thing.
Well, that's true. I've been told.
You've been told.
Okay, I've read.
What was the author's name of the book that you read?
No,
you have to look at all that stuff.
I have to go and check.
Okay, but anyway,
it was Durka. That's who wrote it.
But I wish Steve number one was here because the list is fantastic.
He probably hasn't memorized
things. It's unbelievable. Things that you just hear randomly. There's no reason. The guy's dead.
I heard he had a mole on his face and it ended up being a spider nest.
Oh, there you go.
I also heard he was homosexual too, and he was just.
I heard about that too. He also liked having sex with young girls.
Young girls.
Well, who doesn't?
I know.
He was like the ultra loner. And he wrote one of the weirdest books ever conceived.
Yeah.
His whole life story, and he's not even dead yet. It was like a midlife crisis type of book. He was like, in the middle of his life.
He got kicked
out of the army.
Imagine if he was on the show, how much talk time he would get.
Oh, we'd let him have.
He'd have even more than Vaughn.
Impossible.
It'd be a great lecture series.
105% of the show. If you're not talking, we're talking about you.
Yeah, that's true.
This might as well be called the Vaughn Hour.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it is. Shut your mouth.
Wait. I want to hear. The Thursday show, did you guys talk about me at all?
Yes.
The whole show was just, we were just ragging on you.
We did.
Really?
Someone actually said that they missed you.
Who was that? Dan?
I'm not going to name drop.
No, I won't name either.
Steve?
Who?
Matt?
Who?
Who missed me?
I don't even remember.
Who will tell you?
I need to hear the show.
You have to listen to the show.
That's what you should put the show up as.
We miss Vaughn?
2 hours of Vaughn. Last Thursday show. Put it up. Come on, put it up. I want to hear it.
I will. I don't know what the hell happened on it, so I need a description.
So anyway, going back to the whole thing about wars and not being related to religion, because like 99.9% of wars are.
Okay.
Right now, the war we're in has roots going back to religion.
Well, it is a whole...
I disagree.
One side of it is religious. The other side is just like...
Both sides.
Our side is religious?
No, we're just there.
Yeah.
The actual... You the were, holy war, well, whatever no. they call it.
Well, when Bush decided to put his card in, go, hey, let's get everybody over there and kill as many.
But
people
it all stems
as we
back to it all stems back to religion.
Yeah, it's the Kurds. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's
the,
one side or not, it all stems back to religion.
Yeah, but that's a war that's been going on since the mid-70s.
No,
when the Russians
been going on for thousands of years.
You know what I mean? When the Russians decided,
you know,
to put
the
their,
70s.
Yeah. No, what I mean is. it's been an ongoing struggle, yes.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't made any... It was made bigger and more common sense when we got into it with the Russians,
mm-hmm.
when the Pakistanis were fighting the Russians back in the 70s and the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I like to call them Pakistanis. Those are the Polish ones.
And that was the big thing when we first... when we
Stan!
The Polak with the... Gotta bring the Golden Girls in there, don't you? The Polak with a turban and Pakistani.
No, but like, what the hell?
Dorothy Spawnak.
Shut up.
He always had some wacky job.
Uh-huh.
He was like a...
He did.
Like used car salesman. He sold like fake poop or something.
Yes.
He had like a novelty store.
Novelty vomit, yeah.
Stan.
But what was it? Like, remember when this war first started when we... Like after 9/11, we decided to bring everybody over there. Remember the videos that were coming back from all the reporters, and it was just like they were driving around in these old Russian and American tanks,
mm-hmm.
and they were using old ammunition and old guns from like the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
just shit that they've been like been hiding in boxes underneath their houses,
basically.
And it was like living amongst it. How long could this last? And how long's it been now? This little war we've been going through.
It's guerrilla warfare. That's the problem.
And now they've gotten so bad that they're actually hiring doctors and having them light themselves on fire and push cars into airports. Did you see that video?
No, I haven't.
Did you see the pictures of that? What? Two of them, the two guys, the ones in Glasgow, right? Mm-hmm. One lit himself on fire. Oh, yeah, one okay, helped the other guy light himself on fire, and then they pushed the car into the air into the airport. And the only reason the car stopped was because they had humongous concrete barriers stopping them. And there's pictures of guys, like people, like just like either people who worked for the airport, mm-hmm. coming out with those big metal fire extinguisher canisters, mm-hmm. shooting the guy down as he's on fire. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
There's really very few things funnier than somebody on fire.
And they try.
I think Derek can agree with that.
Yes.
The sight of a person on fire running around
or
is
a cat.
Hilarious.
Pushing
a cat on fire.
We saw that.
Oh, God. I never
we
saw
were,
that.
We were sitting around Red Bank.
What?
In the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And we just happened to look over at this house where all the Mexicans live. Mm-hmm. And somebody just said, is that cat on fire? Oh. And there was a cat running
Stop
down
it.
The stairs completely engulfed in
Whoa.
Flames.
It got
and
out
we
of the
figured
pot.
Out that it was like chewing on a wire.
Yeah.
And it must have like sparked. In
oh,
its little
shit. Yeah,
and then it just...
No, they were trying to cook up some quesadillas.
No, this was really late. There was no one around.
They were filming the next Fantastic Four movie.
Did you guys see that?
No, yeah. I won't.
No, I didn't see the first one. Not going to see the
second.
I saw
the first one. It was unfortunate.
The whole Silver Surfer thing was actually worthwhile for the movie. Mm-hmm. The whole movie itself was
That's pissed. What I heard, yeah. That was
Silver Surfer
the good
was
point.
Awesome to see, and the storyline was good, but the rest of the movie was piss.
Yeah, I heard they changed Galactus' character completely.
You don't even see him. Hmm? You don't even, like...
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. It's not what he is.
He creates holes and stuff like
yeah.
that.
It's, he just kind of... Exists and then doesn't exist, and
it's like the
he's
old,
not a giant building-sized character.
All the out of all the cartoon comic book movies that have come out, they're the only ones who are the most mediocre. That they mediocre, sorry,
mediocrity. You're looking
Shut
for.
Up. Yes, that they actually are able to get away with it because yeah. not a lot of people read. The
no,
Fantastic
I know it's
Four.
Not as popular, but
it's like when they put out that Ghost Rider movie.
Oh God,
that was shit. But still, a lot of people went to go see it because it was a. It was a comic book movie.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to see who's really into it, how they're going to do it, what yeah. they're going to change, and you know how much they're actually going to follow. All that stuff is very important to people who are diehard fans of things. Unfortunately, they almost always drop the ball.
Like somebody was telling me that Nicolas Cage was so behind that movie that he actually wrote portions of the dialogue in that film. And
really?
I was like, I can understand. Because a lot of the lines that he had in that film were like, where the fuck are you talking? What, huh?
Who? Why? Where?
It's like, why would he say that, like, in the middle of nothing? Like there's nothing going on. He just makes a comment. And you're like, what? Like, are you just ad-libbing as you're going along?
Bitchin' technology!
It's like Nicolas Cage is outright psychotic. It's like,
my head's on fire!
Yeah, it was something like that. It was like, oh, my head's on fire. And you're just like, why are you saying that in the middle of this conversation?
I hope he really didn't say that.
I saw it.
Anyway, going back to religion and war.
Religion and war, yeah. I know how we jumped from that to comic book movies.
Yeah. Most of the time, whenever there is something
Spanish and
war related, you can always find a way to relate it to religion. Not going out of your way, but there always is some kind of a spark.
There's a way you can throw it. You can throw religion into there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually somebody's deciding to do it for somebody. You know, like Koresh decided to do it for God, for his God, or for himself.
Well, you have to find some kind of excuse to do something ridiculous. Like, I don't know, kill a lot of people.
Well, yeah.
What? He's speechless.
I'm trying.
I might kill a lot of people because I wanted some White Castle.
It's either for religious reasons or because you're an outright psychopath. Like
possibly,
which
like
are usually one and the same.
Well, yeah. like Berkowitz, you know, he like a dog on his route because he was a mailman. Mm-hmm. Used to tell him to kill people. Constantly tell him to kill people, and he finally decided to take the.
That's impressive.
I thought it was his dog.
No, it was a dog on his route.
What a fucking asshole.
I wouldn't listen to anything, anyone but my own dog when
I know
when it comes to killing
Fuck
people.
Fuck you.
Or,
what do you know?
My dog says you're an asshole.
Or Ted Kaczynski. He was doing it for he was doing it for more like a all-around anarchist idealism, but he was a nut job. Mm-hmm. The two kids who did Columbine, they did it because of Hitler's birthday. Well, that's one of the
I
reasons.
Don't think they did it because of
they
Hitler.
Did it on Hitler.
Well, they did it
on Hitler's birthday.
And one of them was Jewish.
Wait,
I never understood that either. Yeah. But, well, Jewish.
He's one of those self-hating Jews.
Yeah. Hitler was half Jewish?
The believer. No, he wasn't.
No, first of all, you first started talking about wars, and now you're talking about, like, isolated incidents.
Yeah.
Well, no, these are, I'm talking about insane people.
Well, I brought it down to people killing massive amounts of people for no reason.
And I brought it down to...
Well, massive amounts of people for no reason is almost always, as you said, directly linked to war, to religion.
Yeah. Not always.
Almost always.
If you're insane, you're butchering up people left and right. Like,
yeah, but John, I mean, think about
person.
It. No.
John Wayne Gacy.
When there's a greater good involved, generally people do
follow.
Things
they follow.
Of
that's
religion. Yeah.
A sense of community, a sense of, you know, other people around them who generally believe in the same thing. And
they're like, yeah, they're doing it. I'm going to do it. That sounds right.
And Carly's out.
Well, John Wayne killed thousands, five people.
Couple people.
Thirties of many.
Thirties. Scores of people died.
Thirties of many of young boys and buried them underneath his basement, underneath his house. Mm-hmm. To the point where he was so into it that he didn't even realize that the smell was coming from his own house. Like that, the smell in the basement was him burying these bodies, and his family's like, yeah, what the hell's that stink? Like, you gotta get that fixed. And that's how we got caught, because he was like, he got so into it, just killing these kids left and right.
Oh, he got into it.
I did.
What?
Pogo the Clown, for one of my favorite clowns in the world.
All right, I know, Jesus.
We know you
doesn't
love.
It just seem like Vaughn just read a book on all this?
Yeah.
And now he's just reciting everything.
No, it seems like he was wrong when he... with his first statement. And now he's trying to save himself. Well, that's what it seems like. He was wrong when he made the first statement
what
that he
statement
made.
Bottom line is Vaughn loves wicked clowns. That's it. That's the bottom
line.
I'll
go with that. That's fine. Whatever.
He's a juggalo.
He is.
No.
He's a motherfucking juggalo.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
I saw a fat girl get out of a car that had said "Juggalette" on the back.
Didn't.
And it was a juggalette.
It's funny because I was just talking to somebody at work about ICP and the whole juggalo, juffalo, juggalette concept.
Ugh.
And
what's a juffalo?
A juffalo is like a wannabe juggalo.
Oh.
Oh my god!
Well, wait. Well, hold on.
You are down with the clown.
Nah, fuck that. Since dog beats. Nah, fuck that. Since basement clowns, motherfucker.
Oh, God, this is horrible. It's the worst.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
That's awful. They're one of the worst bands in history. But they're so funny at the same time.
Some of them are funny. Some of my, like this, I can't take.
No, this is just
stupid.
But
there's a couple songs I just think are hysterical.
Like Fat Sweaty Betty?
No. Yeah. Oh. Like Santa Claus.
Is a fat bitch?
Is a fat bitch.
That's fun. Oh, my Undertaker!
It's all horrible.
But anyway.
Yes, well, we can go from World War II to Insane
ICP,
Clown Posse.
Everything has to do with ICP.
And it all comes full circle.
It does.
What was that first comment that I made that I screwed up that
Wait, what?
I can't even remember, but it was dead. It was dead wrong, and then you were just... You were struggling to pull yourself
I wasn't struggling.
Out of the
oh,
hole
I'm,
that you
I'm
dug.
I'm swimming above water. I'm not drowning.
In your own
at all,
mind,
baby.
Possibly, but in ours.
From the
not
top
so much.
Of the dresser with the Yokozuna splash.
Wow. Alright, it's gotta end.
I love it.
Can we hear the Santa Claus is a fat bitch song?
That's Sweaty Betty. A chicken gizzard.
One thing I love about ICP is how articulate they are when they rap. It's ridiculous. They have to, because the things they say you would never be able to understand if they weren't. And there's an underlying intelligence to everything they do too, which is just bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's just so bad.
It is bad.
It's just horrible.
The music is horrible. But
oh yeah,
the humor comes through so mm-hmm. that.
What do you mean that like the back the beat?
No, the whole package is just terrible.
It is.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
there's two clowns that
like
rap.
It's like your guilty pleasure. Like
yeah, it really is. No, it really
very
is.
Guilty.
It's so bad, it's good. That's basically it.
I can only tolerate so much of them.
Yeah, no.
Like, there's like maybe five songs uh-huh. I can listen to and like listen to their totally.
Yeah, but you have to think about it.
But like
it.
That, like I couldn't really listen because it's just annoying.
Yeah. Like I stab people. That's funny.
Yeah.
prom queen. I can listen to. Prom queen was good.
Yeah.
So I was talking about like asking the girl to dance and he kills her. And what about that. And Ninja too? Ninja was great.
And what about $50?
I wasn't a big fan.
You didn't like $50?
No. Steve always tried to get me into it.
I like that one.
He's like, oh, it's like a Zeppelin song.
See, that's gay. Well, you can't say like that's. Oh, it's like a no, because it's not like a.
Yeah.
It's just they sampled a riff from something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Zeppelin or not. Was it?
A ninja!
Was it Zeppelin that they sampled that one from?
I don't know.
The bam, bam, bam. Think, 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 think.
I'm not like a big Zeppelin.
Yeah. I don't know. I never recognized that one.
Guy.
But it's just a funny song.
I'm sure it is, yeah. But it's just, I don't know. Some of it I can take, some of it I can't. So. That's our ICP talk.
Hey, yo, Jay. What up, player? You know they don't like juggalos over there.
Holy shit.
What?
What exactly is
your balls
the juggalo? What is that?
Juggalos, like, they're fans.
Yeah.
They're the hardcore. Yeah.
Like we have
are they called juggalo?
They're like Hulkamaniacs.
Like we have the Aristobrats.
Yeah.
They're juggalos.
Oh, so I'm just your fan?
Yeah.
Oh.
You actually, you've been on juggalo. More consecutive shows, I think, than Steve.
Yeah, probably.
No.
I don't know.
Well, in the last,
I was just throwing that out there.
If you talk about the last month, then yes,
you've been more steady than him recently.
Yes, so as of late.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. We officially talked about Insane Clown Posse.
We have exhausted all possible talk of Insane Clown Posse for the rest of time.
Yeah, you really
yes,
can't.
Christine, a ninja, a motherfucking ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all the poor kids would hang from my nuts. I love that because then they do the kid sound. They're like, yay!
Some stupidity in those songs, man.
Yeah, it's fucking funny, though.
Yeah, it can be.
But like I said, can't really listen to it all day.
You got to have some kind of...
Like someone I used to know.
Don't go that way, Rudolph. That's the ghetto. Those little boys and girls, they don't deserve anything.
Okay. What are we talking about? Yeah, let's get
Drunk
away from
as
me.
Shit, ringing bells at the malls. Listen to my nine go click. Santa's a fat bitch.
Didn't somebody die this week?
Who
cares? Joel Siegel.
Gone.
Fuck him.
Gone.
I found out about it online, and I was listening to
what?
Aluba. I was listening to Chaos.
Found up about it.
Shut up. I was listening to Chaos on Friday night.
Ooh.
And
me too.
I found out, and I was reading about it, and I posted it on the chat, and then Heidi decides to go and rip me apart. On the show, like an asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
She's nice.
Like, yeah, she's like, oh, wait, I got to stop this. I got to put Vaughn in this place. And I'm like, the fuck?
Oh, what, they just talked about it?
No, they were talking about something else, and I threw it up on the chat for everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And she's like, oh, I just got to stop this. I gotta say that, you know, Vaughn on the chat just decided to post the Joel Siegel is dead link.
And Vaughn's trying to step on lines from other shows by posting links to potential topics.
Well, no, I'm posting. I usually post stuff on the chat if I'm listening to another show.
Yeah, help out.
Either to help out them or to everybody on the chat to get something to talk about because we're either reciting lines from the shows or giggling about stupid shit like they do on our show.
Yeah, anyway.
And I'm trying to get other things going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, Heidi decides to, you know, just, like...
Well, why did she, like, lambast her or whatever? Like, what was her...
Why'd she railroad you? Because
she's like, I guess she thought that I was throwing it up there for them.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of knew they were talking about it because they talked about the whole iPhone thing, like, their first hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I just threw it up there because I read it and I was like, holy shit, this just happened? Like, I just found out about it. I didn't know they knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're debriefing me before the fucking show starts.
Oh, that's a phone ringing.
That's a phone turn off.
Your phone is ringing.
La di da do. I don't
have it. So yeah, she decided to kind of rip me apart a little bit.
Good. Way to go, Heidi.
Nice job.
Shut the fuck up. I couldn't really defend myself because I don't think they have a phone.
No.
To call in.
No,
on.
They do.
No, they don't give out the number.
No, because they don't want you calling.
I don't blame
you.
Called in.
Please. Oh, you got to take a call?
Yeah, she's
go in the shitter, honey.
With her fucking high with her high heels making all those sounds.
Click, click.
I thought
click.
There was a horse in here. I didn't know. But it was
what are you
just
trying
a
to
whore.
Say? Shoes.
Yeah. What is this teacup ride?
Oh, no.
A 13-year-old girl was hospitalized after hitting her head while spinning.
What?
While on a spinning teacup ride at an amusement park.
Nice.
Why is it letting... This is like the second thing that's happened to like an underage, a preteen girl in like the
amusement
weeks.
Park. Natasha West was injured Thursday on the Magic Teacups ride.
They were magic, all right.
At Boomers, just south of Fort Lauderdale. Is that like the ghetto Disney?
Probably.
It's got a Disney. You're going to Boomers.
Ghetto Six Flags. It's like a shooting range and a... This is a batting cage with
a shooting range. Nice.
So and she's done.
All I want is for her to be the same little girl she was.
Maybe she'll be smarter.
Her father said.
Her brain got popped loose.
The ride carries passengers inside round cups. I don't think we have to explain teacups.
I love the teacups.
What happened exactly? Like she
was hanging her head out and she knocked it on something.
Another teacup?
How ghetto were these teacups? How close
it was
were they
not
together?
Clear how Natasha hit her head or what part of the ride she hit on.
She's bleeding.
Dush. Yeah, dush.
I love the fucking teacups. Love them.
Guess you do.
Why is she giggling like an animal?
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
She loves the sploosh sound effect for some reason.
Yeah, that's not funny.
I don't know why.
No, it is funny.
If it's funny to one person in the room, it's not funny to anybody else.
But Matt was laughing also.
Kinda.
The whole inside joke thing. Hilarious.
It's not really inside joke.
Shut up.
Works good on the air, guys.
Kinda. What? Yeah. Sploosh?
Hot tub sploosh?
Disgusting.
Anyway, nothing. No stories are really clicking.
Nothing's too.
Well, yeah, everything's just kind of blah.
I think I gave you one other one.
You did. The kid getting strangled.
Strangled.
Oh, that's right.
Strangled. Walk him back to life and strangle him.
A police officer who appeared.
Was it asshole Andy Armageddon?
See, that makes everybody laugh.
A police officer who appeared to choke a skateboarder in a video posted online has been cleared of any wrongdoing by an internal review board.
Ooh.
We actually have the video here.
Really?
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
I'll just kind of do a play-by-play. It's one of those like fish cam, fish eye cams. There's a cop. He's got a kid on the ground. Turn over on your belly. All right, so he's arresting, I guess, a kid, putting the cuffs on. Fleeing.
Yeah, because the kid probably tried to ride off, and he side-tackled him and brought him down to the ground. This is a point where the videotape doesn't help you out.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, usually it's not like it's Rodney King where the kid's getting beat to shit. He used excessive force, and he probably had to get the kid down because the kid fled. I'm totally behind the cop.
Yeah?
I exonerate the cop, too. And I'd bitch slap the kid's mom.
If the kid can recover from it fully, it's not excessive.
Well, you know what I mean? They call it excessive force. It could be anything.
If he broke his neck or, like,
or dislocated his shoulder.
All right, here we go. Now he's grabbing another kid. Oh, there was a curse.
What is wrong with you?
She's riding a skateboard.
Oh, my God.
Now he's got two kids in fucking headlocks with skateboards.
Oh, my God.
And there's another... Is that another cop just watching?
Okay, yeah. See, now the other kid ran up to him. I guess, did he try to get him off of him or something?
I don't know.
Because that's just a mistake. Now that guy can do whatever the hell he wants.
He was yelling at her, and he said, "You're under arrest, too." And then he grabbed her. It's a girl, I think.
No, it could be just a long-haired guy.
No, I think it's a girl.
Sir, it's okay.
Get back.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm riding a skateboard.
Sir, you can't.
This guy is just being a douchebag, though.
But
they're fucking skateboarders.
Have you ever seen in Red Bank? Okay. right? They have an ordinance in Red Bank. You can't ride your skateboard in certain areas.
Yeah. It's like that
now
in a lot
of places.
Now
he's arresting every single one of them.
That have that.
Well, yeah, a lot of state. I don't know why. I don't know why skateboarding is such a big deal.
Because it's a liability.
It yeah. incites stuff.
It's not just that. It's like they
liability.
Can get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, easily get hurt.
You can get hurt riding a bike.
Kids,
too.
Kids
but
used
you're
to.
Do
yeah.
that.
Well,
no, not really.
It's not. It's a little bit different. You have a lot more maneuverability on a skateboard. Mm. You're inclined to do little tricks and stupid shit and break your ankles on a regular basis. You're not like I don't know riding a bike and you don't like just go and hang out in a parking lot
right.
and do stunts on a bike.
Right.
You do that with skateboards. We have that at my job where they used to do it in the front parking lot late at night. And on the sidewalk.
Well, the problem in food stores is the wheelies.
Yeah.
The shoes with the wheels on the bottom.
Yeah.
Hate them.
Oh, yeah. Those are annoying. Kids are always swinging around the corner, and you're always, like, bumping into you and shit. Because they're reckless with them. But now, since the cops have come numerous times, that's probably what happened here. They've probably been told plenty of times, don't do this. And now they finally lose it. What are you just going to keep doing this all the time until they get really hurt? You know, it's a matter of time before somebody gets fed up.
Hurt them before they hurt themselves. Well,
skateboarding is...
He's not, like, fatally injuring this kid. The kid can get seriously hurt messing around on a sidewalk on a skateboard. It happens a lot. Now the kids at my job do it behind the store, where there's, like, nobody there, and there's, like, a deep ramp for loading the trucks and stuff.
Nice.
So I'm sure it's a lot of fun and everything, but we have this guy at work who will have none of it. And he actually goes out there and yells at them. I mean, this guy gets, like, high blood pressure just from yelling at kids. He likes it.
Well, basically, skateboarding was banned in the area that they were skateboarding in.
Oh, okay.
And the guy came out. It doesn't say anything about having him, about him running into them at any other time or whatever, but...
Like, I know in my office on Sundays, I know the kids... Because we have this big dock in our area. They'll actually bring their shit. Because I've seen this when I used to be TF. I used to work on Sundays. And I'd be driving back from doing my work and parking the truck. And all I seen is see like 12 like, you know, kids between, you know, 10 and 16 scattering.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like rats. Like grabbing all their shit. They're grabbing their tubes, their pipes and shit
oh,
like that.
Yeah.
And running. And it's like, and the thing is I'm yelling at them. I actually stopped one of these kids. Like, come here, stop. Come here. And I'm like, dude, you see these four cameras here? They see you every day. Those things are recording all the time. And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, dude. They really wanted to do something.
God burst your bubble, kid, but you're on tape.
Because the thing is, I'm not even saying anything.
You're
pulling
a candid camera.
I'm just pulling in with the truck, and they're freaking out and running away. And I actually stopped. And I said, dude, you know. And I was like, if they really wanted to do something to you guys, they could probably get all of you guys rounded up and probably put charges in if they wanted.
Yeah.
But they don't give a shit.
No, I know. Well,
then
that's
no
why you
here.
Have. To, sometimes you have to scare them like this. You
and
know, you're not
even,
allowed to do it. Bottom line, you're not allowed to do it.
And this kid didn't even notice. And it was one of those. And those are like the industrial, like those humongous cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the fisheye, the little fuckers. There's these big white cameras sitting out on our docks.
Yeah.
Making sure they can see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's
you
fucking
didn't,
government property.
It's like you didn't notice this shit. It's like
of all the places to skateboard, a post office would probably be one of the worst.
Well, the dock is actually. If I actually did that shit, I probably would be doing it there too.
Well, fun factor aside, you shouldn't be doing.
There's a lot of cool little areas on our dock that you can actually sit there and grind a lot.
Oh yeah, grabbing their tubes and grinding.
Ooh, I get it. Like masturbation,
kinda
like jerking it.
And once again, everything comes full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Like pulling my dick till I squeeze that one. How you doing, Lauren?
Oh, wow.
Once again, Vaughn, you do what?
I pull my dick till it squeezes out a nice big white load.
Wow.
He embellished on it the second time. Nice big white load.
What color else is going to be?
What color else is it going to be?
Red? What the fuck? Have you ever bled from your cock?
Never.
Okay, good.
Because I have.
Well, we know you
let
bleed.
Let me tell you, it's not
you bleed
good.
From downstairs, so no big deal.
Wow.
No, you do. Don't look at me like you don't do these things.
You're
it's
so
not
forward.
Really,
you're
it's
just
not
so
really,
forward.
It's not really blood.
Oh, it's
bodily tissue mixed with blood.
It's true.
She's shedding her lining.
It's true.
And now she's crying, apparently.
I'm not crying. I just think he's so forward.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
Yeah, that's great.
Don't be on the show then.
You have a cunt and it bleeds.
I didn't say cunt. That's not a nice word.
You have your period.
That's not a polite word, you cunt.
once a month, approximately every 28 days.
Oh, I'm not that informal. I just say she bleeds from downstairs. That's all.
Did you say informal?
Yeah, what is that? The
informative.
Wrong words? Oh, whatever.
It's not even fun anymore, correcting okay. you.
I know. You shouldn't have to.
I got two stories I got to read.
Yes.
Do it.
Police say, and don't shout anything out of the phone, because I'm sure you read about this, because I saw you with the paper.
Shit my pants.
Police say...
You're under arrest!
Police say they've collared the man they believe administered a fatal beating to a peacock because he thought it was a vampire.
I was going to say it, but I read about this yesterday.
I know you did.
Oh, you know about this one?
Yeah. Of course he does.
Because you know why? I read it in the paper, and then when I got back to the office... Two of the guys were like, did you read about the guy killing the king of peacock? I was like, yeah. Like, in the fucking city, no less. I was like, oh.
Police sources told the Advance last night that cops arrested John N. Potts, 32, who lists his stepfather's house on whatever.
Yeah, they give out the full address.
Yeah, they always do that. But he may, in fact, be homeless.
Oh, God.
In connection with Thursday's avian assault.
Well...
Potts was picked up just before 7 p.m. yesterday after he sparked a domestic disturbance at his stepfather's house, capping a wild weekend for a man described by one source as emotionally disturbed.
Ooh.
Sources says he quarreled with his stepfather, menaced him with a shovel, and said, I'll smash your face. He then jumped into the waters of the Raritan Bay with the shovel in his hands. Arriving cops coaxed Potts out of the water. And they said he was involved with the attack of a peacock.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The peacock had wandered into a parking lot of a Burger King.
Yes.
And, where it was completely safe.
And jumped onto the hood of a car. That's when the 5'6", 135-pound Potts showed up, cops say. According to witnesses, he grabbed the helpless bird by its neck, threw it to the ground, and stomped and kicked it repeatedly.
Oh, my God.
He yelled, I'm killing a vampire, and ripped off his shirt during the attack. Jeremiah.
That or Hulk Hogan, take your pick.
The mortally injured peacock had to be put down.
Yeah, it was so fucked up from the beating that it had to be euthanized. Because its feathers fell out, because it was
Oh, it
beating.
Did.
Yeah.
What the thing was, it was roaming around. It was originally in someone's backyard, just kind of like as a wild pet. And it escaped, it wandered off. And it ended up in this Burger King parking lot. And the workers there... started feeding it stale buns and stuff like that because they were like, wow, what the hell is this, You don't get to see a peacock in Staten
it's
Island
true.
All that time.
Staten Island.
Was it Staten Island or Long Island?
Staten Island. Long Island.
Riding back.
So they're sitting there feeding it, and all of a sudden he just comes out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Grabs it by the neck and starts beating the shit out of it. And they're like, what are you doing? They're screaming, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm killing a vampire. Don't you know? Don't you know that I'm killing a vampire?
Don't you know? Let me tell you something, brother.
The thing is, they couldn't apprehend him. They were such in shock. There was three or four employees from the Burger King were so in shock that they just couldn't do anything. And the guy ran off.
For instance, did you know peacocks are not related to vampires? Sometimes people with severe mental disabilities mistake peacocks for vampires. It's a common occurrence. Yeah. And then they beat the shit out of them. Peacocks fertilize the grass.
And then they beat the shit out of them. I like that. And then they fuck them up.
It was a 7-year-old peacock.
Though. And then they throw down.
I love and I hate Brutus P at the same time.
Oh God!
I wish he could know. Oh, maybe I'll run into him sometime.
Well, yeah, story right. number two.
Yeah.
It seems like open season on Staten Island Boyd's, and the latest avian assault to come to light. An employee of a cemetery is accused of beating and killing a rooster that roamed the historic graveyard's sprawling property. Robert Johnson, 37, of the 200 block Pelton Avenue, West Brighton, whatever, allegedly smashed the bird's heat. Must have been head. It says heat, but unless heat is a term for
I don't think so.
Bird.
I think it's just typo.
Yeah. All right, typo. Smash the bird's head to bits, according to the official with the American Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Oh, the ASPCA?
Yes. Its skull was in pieces.
I guess it was the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Noting that the rooster's brain hemorrhaged.
Ooh.
Well, duh, the what skull was cracked in 300 pieces.
He was Johnson was arrested yesterday, one day after police collared John Potts, the homeless man we just talked about.
Was he screaming it was a vampire as he was cracking his head open with the gravestone?
No, but this rooster was just an asshole. I didn't like it. No vampire, it's just a fucking rooster. I didn't like it.
And this is the third story where we've had people's stats in the story.
Oh, nice.
So the 6 foot 3 inch, 250 pound Johnson.
Wow, Steve, number one, beat the crap out of a rooster.
Yeah.
That's exactly Steve number one.
Wow.
He said the rooster was acting agitated. So he kicked the 11 pound bird and then tried twice to snap its neck. When he didn't kill it, he held the rooster down and stepped on its head.
Nice.
Just do what the colonel used to do and cut it off.
Okay.
Or just leave it alone. Yeah, it's a rooster.
Yeah, why are you messing with the bird? I don't get these fucking people who just lose their minds and decide to kill animals for no apparent reason.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
You're reading the chat. What's up?
I don't think it's cancer, isn't in the chat.
Uh-oh.
No, Pat's on.
He says, the Hulkster smashing vampires.
You son of a bitch. Why doesn't Hulk call in about vampires?
And then he said, did you know peacocks often eat faces?
What?
This is actually our friend Pat on the chat, yes, who will be joining us Thursday, apparently.
Oh, blowing up his spot already.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. We need to make the... It's 12, 11 a.m.
You might want to turn my mic off for that night.
Oh, you're not going to be here. Don't worry.
I'll sit in the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll send the bathroom to the live.
We'll give you the wireless.
And I'll just cut them off every 2 seconds.
Nice.
Do we need to get like a talking stick?
Yeah, I think so.
Just for me.
I think so, yeah.
Something I could flag you guys with.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, we tried to do the whole like, you know, wave to me when you want to say something.
I usually try. But then you don't respond.
Because I would ignore you because I didn't want you to talk and you were just going... hey!
Yeah. Well, it's like, don't worry, I'll give you the stick when I think you can talk.
No, but the other thing is, when I used to raise my hand, you'd also make them... We kind of talked about this before the show, and then when I used to do it, you'd be like, oh, Vaughn's raising his hand again. I must let him speak. So what's even point of me even doing it? If you're going to acknowledge that I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's it.
I just don't like
it. If you want to make up a plan, it's like, okay, Vaughn, raise your hand when you
speak.
How
about we make up a plan that you just don't bother people?
Wow.
While they're talking.
How about I just not show up again and have a 2-hour show where I'm not here and you guys are planning that I'm not here?
Sounds like a plan.
Honestly, we talked about you for like a minute.
Yeah, about.
Yeah, okay.
Someone did say they missed you.
It's true. One person.
Who said that?
I'm not going to name drop.
Somebody
I'm
said
gonna
it.
Name drop.
Say it. Come on.
I'm not going to name drop.
Was it Dan?
I think in the room.
No. I don't remember.
Wait, hold on. Who was here on Thursday?
No.
Nobody.
Lauren?
No.
No. Lauren, tell me who was here.
I'll tell you who said it.
Tell me who said it.
Steve said it.
Thank wow.
You. I missed him, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks,
yeah,
Lauren.
Steve was a little weird. He was like, how are we going to do this? I'm like, easy. We're going to not have a headache.
He didn't say I missed
actually,
him. He said I kind of.
He said it outside the front. He said, you know, he's like, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I kind of miss Vaughn.
Yeah. I don't know.
He did say
well, Steve works well off of you because he just rips you apart.
It's true.
And for some reason, you take it from him, but when we do, you're like, you fat bald fuck.
I haven't cursed at anybody and yelled at anyone tonight.
I like when he says stuff like that, though. When Steve is not stomping on roosters, he's ripping apart.
When he sits here, we were able to throw things apart because he's reading the same stories I'm reading in the papers usually, and we're able to work off the same story.
Well, I love when you were talking about Silent Hill, and he's like, is this a video game or a movie? Like, it's a fucking movie, you asshole. He's like, well, I don't. He's like, it's a movie too, you fat fuck. No, you fat pig.
Because we work good. It's good. It's a
you
good.
You call him like a bald douchebag or something. It's
I think I called him a bald cocksucker.
Maybe.
I think that was the last one. Is anybody else saying anything in the chat? Since
I don't know.
Like,
no.
I'm talking
to my cousin on instant message.
Nice.
No one called. No one's calling.
Why not?
No one calls.
I don't know. No one calls.
Because we only give out the number once a month.
Oh. Heidi says, I heard Vaughn says I ripped him apart.
You did.
I don't know.
Let's see what happens.
Kind of threw me out there, and I didn't.
She doesn't think she ripped you apart.
No.
Okay.
What happened?
All right, she didn't rip me apart, but she did throw it out there, like, just kind of a little bash. She's like, in the middle of a story they were talking about.
Well, there's Vaughn. Got to be noticed.
Oh, shut up. And that.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. He's
no, just
get the music ready.
He's moving the mic. No, don't get the AW, the OWA.
LWA?
What the fuck is that?
What is going
oh,
on?
Oh, no, not the fucking music.
No, I'm not doing that.
Don't do that.
I like how it cuts off like that.
Me
like
too.
That.
That's a nice stop button.
It's douche.
Yeah, douche. So what were you going to say? What did she do exactly? What'd she say?
What did she say?
Yeah.
I said it before. She stopped what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. I think they were talking about like the iPhone or something like that. And she's like, you know, Vaughn in the chat just decided to post a story about the film critic. What the fuck's his name? Gene Shalit? No. The other one?
Siegel?
Siegel, that's it.
Joel Siegel.
I hope Gene Shalit would die next.
But
and I posted it, like I said, and she was like, oh, you know, like not like we're going to not talk about this tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, he just had to go in and bring it up like we're like reminding us
so,
that we don't already know that we're going to talk
so
about
they
it.
Hadn't talked about it?
Yeah, but they were going to talk about it, but I threw it up on chat for everybody else to see.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know if anyone else knew about it.
Why'd you do that?
Are you deaf? We talked about this fucking an hour ago.
But why'd you do it?
He was trying to help them out, he said.
But no, I was actually trying to help the chat room out because we weren't talking about anything in particular.
Yeah.
So I just threw that up there so people could read it. So at least if they did talk about it, they knew about it before they'd have some shit to talk
about. That's not what you said before. You said that you were trying to inform them.
I was trying to inform the chat.
That's not what you said
yes,
before.
Yes, I did. You should listen.
No, I was listening.
You don't pay attention.
I was fully paying attention.
You should have heard what he was calling Heidi during the break.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
Oh, shut the fuck
damn.
Up.
Damn.
You're such a
damn.
Dick. I didn't say shit, you fucking asshole.
No, you didn't say shit, but you said a bunch of other
that's
stuff.
That's true.
A couple wow. other flaws.
That's damn true.
Wow, what a dick. Throw me under the bus, huh? Cocksucker, nice.
Well, at least I didn't throw you
another hat, you bald
train
fuck.
Tracks.
Down the well.
Railroaded
hat.
You fucking asshole. That's a term. Railroad. Thank you. I can hide that baldness
shit.
Even better.
I'm wearing two hats. Are you happy?
It's four more shirts.
Wow.
Hey,
this is why we don't go past 12.
There's a typo on your shirt. Shouldn't it be the Reverend Horton head?
Wow.
Okay, that was ruined.
We probably got more stuff.
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff, like this Walmart collecting on people's deaths.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
No, Walmart?
When Karen Armadale, I hate fucking reading names.
Mm-hmm. Don't
when
read
Karen
it.
Died in 1997, her employer, Walmart, collected thousands of dollars on a life insurance policy the retail giant had taken out on her without telling her. Bum, bum, bum.
So,
she was one of about 350,000 employees
that
Walmart secretly insured nationwide.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who estimated the company collected on 75 to 100 policies involving Florida employees who died.
Hmm.
Wow.
Interesting.
That is a fucking...
It's a fucking shitty company.
Yeah.
That's a pretty excellent idea, though.
It's underhanded.
Yeah, excellent idea, but it's really easy to figure out.
It's a fucking horrible
idea.
It's
a good idea, though.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Well, at least they weren't killing them. I'll give them
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, the way they treat their freaking employees. Well,
that's probably why they came up with the greeter. They're like, all right, we need fucking old people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, we'll just have some old person like saying, hello! And then when they die, we'll get a couple grand.
But now that's just an additional thing to add on to the constant amount of shit that they do to their employees.
Well, like a couple years ago, they were like the number one person or company to work for.
Yeah, then everybody who was getting fired and shit like that and pretty much being harassed by that company was starting to come out and actually talk about it. And now they're like one of the worst companies to work for.
The whole company just disgusts me.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Close them all down.
Ruin them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
They try to destroy, like, everything. I mean, like, I can understand, you know, no matter what, if it's a Target or any kind of big box store... It's going to destroy, like, local business,
sure.
No matter what.
Absolutely.
But, like, with them, they like, engulf the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
then like suck up everything.
The store's like a fucking city block.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We don't need them.
No.
No. And they were talking about putting one in New York City and all this.
Yeah, in Harlem, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're fighting hardcore to get that happen. Because it would ruin...
Yeah, because then there would be so many jobs. And
not the job thing, but the fact that it's the way they treat their workers.
You mean I got to work?
Well, no, Harlem's actually on a new revival now.
Oh, it really is. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't be caught.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Let me run right down there
after like 10 o'clock. But
so anyway, somewhat. Nah, I guess it's not really related.
No, what were we saying?
The promotional thing they're doing for the Simpsons movie.
Yeah,
the 7-Elevens. Uh-huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They talked about doing that.
They did it.
Well, no, they talked about it a while ago.
Yeah, yeah,
they weren't
yeah.
sure if they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm. They did basically, like 12 stores.
I know, Vaughn. It's in the paper. Thank you.
The one in 40 on the one on 42nd Street.
Anyway.
Actually, he's been transformed.
They changed the whole.
Excitable.
They changed the whole store into a Quickie Mart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they changed the signs, the uniforms, and everything.
Oh, really?
There was it was like almost completely unanimous agreement. They said, but
didn't want to do it.
Yeah, like maybe there were Hindus that were running them that didn't like the idea.
Some of them would be almost offended.
Well, yeah,
by the stereotype.
Exactly. One of them brought up that The Simpsons was probably a reason why he became a 7-Eleven owner. So he's like, stereotype or not.
I see your hand, Vaughn. I'll get to you when Matt's fucking done talking.
I'm just making sure that you know I'm actually going to say something.
I looked right at you, asshole.
I brought up the fucking story.
You're not him.
He wasn't only raising his hand. He was pointing to his hand with his...
I looked right into your eyes. I looked right into your beady little
hand
eyes.
Hand raising right over here, pointing to it.
Right.
Look at that hand.
Right.
Look at that hand. It's lighting up.
All right.
Here's my cell phone.
Please,
here
Matt.
It is.
Matt, stop.
Matt, shut up. What do you want to say, Vaughn?
No. Let Matt finish.
I'm done. He's done. Go ahead, Vaughn. What do you want to say?
No.
No, please. Go.
The one on 42nd Street.
I'm sorry. I've composed myself. All right, go ahead.
They paint pictures of the characters on the walls.
Wait, what? I think it was only seven main 7-Elevens who were actually transformed into it.
They said they were. Like they did 12. They listed the cities. There was, I mean, every was it like Chicago, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles.
I saw the pictures for the Los Angeles one.
Mm-hmm.
Where they actually did the front, they actually changed the whole Quickie Mart. They did all the walls and different stuff.
Well, the whole thing is they make it like blue and yellow.
Well,
whatever. What are the colors of the Quickie Mart?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, they actually changed the whole awning in the front.
Everything. Yeah. They converted. They put up industrial foam around the building and they converted it overnight.
Oh, really? They actually foamed up the building to make it look like a cartoon and stuff? Or?
Well,
what do you mean foam?
Oh, no, I guess just to do it. Like they.
Oh.
So that nobody could see what was going on or whatever.
I thought you meant like they foamed the building to make it look more cartoony.
Oh, I don't know. I only saw a couple pictures.
It's all plastic, like, it's all like wraparound stuff.
It
looks like bright orange concrete, like it's supposed to look like in the show.
Yeah.
And then the insides are all different. They have different characters standing around.
But they also have foods.
They have
Crustios and.
Oh, really?
Squishies.
Buzz Cola.
They did Buzz Cola.
Yeah.
Now they wouldn't do Duff beer because they wanted to like kind of draw the line on the family sort of thing, family oriented. Which I think they could have gotten away with Duff root beer.
But a lot of 7-Elevens don't sell alcohol.
No, they wouldn't just bring alcohol in to sell it at a place that doesn't sell alcohol. Yeah. Although I'm sure some of these 7-Elevens must be closer to supermarkets than like convenience stores, especially in the heavily populated areas.
I haven't been to either of the two 7-Elevens in the area. To see if they're selling this stuff?
I don't know. They what else did they say they were?
Why did they
there?
Decide 7-Eleven? Why not?
Because it's the biggest one,
and because that was the joke in the show originally. The Quickie Mart was the 7-Eleven equivalent in their in that show.
Yeah, if they did like Krausers, there would be like 11.
No,
in the
whole
I thought
Quick Check or something
Well, a lot of them aren't conducive to the entire United States.
Yeah, some of them are regional.
Like Wawa is really only around here.
Yeah, East Coast.
Yeah, you got to think 7-Eleven's nationwide.
Yeah,
probably, and there's one. They did one in Canada too.
It's because it's the biggest thing. Like with Family Guy, they outright, you know, put Stop and Shop as their as the one place they would go to buy food.
Yeah.
And then I think like later seasons they actually stopped doing that because I think they got in trouble or they just decided to change it.
Maybe they didn't realize it was something that was an actual chain.
Maybe.
Did it have like their logo and everything?
No, but it was. It said Stop and Shop on the wall, you know, when they were.
Did it say Shop and Stop or Stop
and
Shop?
No, it was Stop and Shop.
Are you sure?
Interesting.
I'm not sure. Do you know?
No. I think so. I think it was the opposite.
But anyway, so we got a bunch of Quickie Marts right now for, I guess, the whole month of July.
Yeah, until the movie comes out in the 27th.
But what
is it anywhere around here, or is it all, like, major cities?
New York is the closest one, I think.
What were you saying about the one on 42nd Street? You said something.
Ron was
bringing
something up about it. I don't remember.
No, they do pretty much, like, every one of the main ones that they decided to wrap around them, where they changed the interior.
So they did actually put, like, something around the building?
They didn't actually
alter the real building?
Well, yeah, it's like a wraparound. It's like a skin, almost.
Interesting.
Like on a bus, I would imagine.
Like, instead of having a big 7-Eleven logo, they changed it to a Quickie Mart logo.
Yeah.
If they have the outside logos, the ones like the spinning ones or whatever, the manual ones, they changed those or put a cover over them. The interiors, they changed a lot of their signage to be more... Like, the squishy stuff is now squishy, but it's still a Slurpee machine. It even says Slurpee on it, kind of almost see-through, like a...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
They actually hired some companies like Malt-A-Meal that makes cereal to come up with some kind of recipe for the Crustio cereal.
Yeah. There's a couple of pictures here. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh,
well, they're kind of small, but they have the squishy machine. Lots and lots and lots of Crustios. I think that's Buzz Cola.
Yeah.
And they have, I guess, the characters throughout the store, and they have Bart Milhouse on the roof.
Yeah, on the roof playing around.
Yeah.
And then,
you can see there's Marge up front and stuff. And
the fat comic book guy is, like, on the wall when you walk in the door on one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if
he's in there. Apu's in there. And then all the employees, people work, they actually gave them, like, custom-made... Quickie Mart, work shirts.
So each one's, like, different?
Well, it's the same.
Each 7-Eleven's done up, like, a little differently? Or?
No, well, there's, like, maybe between 7 and 12, I think, right? Mm-hmm. That are in major cities that are done up like that. But, like, in our area, I think they're only selling the products.
Oh, so they are bringing products into most 7-Elevens?
I think that's what they're trying. I think all the 7-Elevens are trying to bring.
I don't know why they just don't sell that stuff to begin with. Like, why it isn't, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a little too novelty.
It's novelty, and it's...
But they can make, like... Rugrats cereal?
No, but it's also like it's also
yeah, but those are made in limited quantities and.
But remember the Crustios and the Buzz Cola was a joke. Is an in-show joke about Coca-Cola,
obviously,
and like Cheerios and shit like that. That's what those were about. So if they did that from the beginning, they probably could have been put up with slander charges and stuff like that back in the day. Even though it is like it's just parody, but they probably could have been.
Well, it's just, I mean, if they have their own recipe, I just turned it all on.
Nah.
If they have their own recipe and their own name.
That's all the same kind of garbage, isn't it, though?
Yeah, but if they have their own name and their own recipe, they have their own product. I don't see where they could get into trouble.
Anyway, I think, well, they also tried that kind of stuff, though.
Like what?
Like during when the show was big back in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to do, like, little novelty stuff and stuff like that. They tried to sell, like, it was Simpsons brand cereal.
Well, just Simpsons stuff, like...
It was Simpsons
brand. I'm not saying, like, opening Itchy and Scratchy Land or something, you know.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
It would be, but...
Especially if it was just like the one in that one cartoon?
If it was just like that.
What? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
You saw that one.
I think we have enough of imagination to think... We could come up with what Itchy and Scratchy Land should be like, considering they had an entire episode devoted to it.
Yeah.
We know.
All right, relax.
Still, anytime I ever park anywhere that's really intricate, I'll always get out and say, remember, we're parked in Scratchy. And then I still never remember where I'm parked.
Yep.
When we went to Hershey Park, I did that. And then Carly had to say, no, but really, we're in I-81. I'm like, oh, okay.
And were you thinking here? Were you thinking in the back of your head, like Matt would be giggling at this? About
he would be. He would be laughing. Yeah. I'm yawning.
Remember, we're parked and scratchy.
And she's looking at you like, it was hilarious. Where are we?
Well,
parked?
It is the 4th of July, guys. I'd like to say happy birthday to the United States of America.
All right.
Yippee.
Is that what happened today?
Something like that. It's actually a couple days before.
Prior?
Yeah. And it is, I believe, 48 years my father has been in this country.
He's good born today?
No, he's been in the country.
Wait, what?
He came here from Scotland 48 years ago.
Is he a citizen?
He is not.
Oh, snap.
What is he considered?
Illegal immigrant.
He is an alien. Resident alien.
Resident alien.
Married to a citizen.
So technically he is a citizen.
Well, he's allowed here. He's not here illegally. He's a resident alien.
If they got divorced, he'd have to leave.
Maybe, yeah.
If they found out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think they do that because I think he's in the country for a very long time.
Almost 50 years. So.
If they wanted to be pricks, they probably could deport him.
Yeah. I don't think they'd be pricks.
We had this neat little story about him showing up. I guess he was 10, 12 or something like that. And it was very cold in Scotland. And they showed up at JFK, 4th of July. And they're all in their like tweed suits. And they get off the plane, and it's just like, you couldn't even breathe. It was so fucking hot, and like there was like fireworks going off, and they thought that they did that every day in America. I was like, oh my God, this is great.
What a happy country.
Yeah.
A bunch of faggots live here or something. Wow.
The sky just lights up with rainbows every night. It's pretty faggy.
This is the gayest fucking country I've ever been to. How great is this?
Let's go home. It's fucking hot. Because, you know, that's how they talk. Hey, Ma, it's fucking hot here.
So all this,
couple of Bennies coming over.
So all this side of your father's family that live in this country, they came, that actually are all illegal? Like they never...
illegal?
You know what I mean? They're,
they went through the processes and they came over, yeah.
But they're not but they're not actually citizens.
No.
Well, some of them are. I think some are. I don't remember.
So I know some of my uncle's a citizen when he came here like 20 years ago. But some of his brothers and cousins...
Everything's kosher, I'll just say.
Oh, okay.
Everything's taken care of.
Some of his brothers and cousins don't get paid, you know, under the books still. Because they're not...
Under the books.
Under the table.
off the books or under the table.
Off the table.
Off the table.
You knew what he meant.
There it is, on the floor.
You knew what he meant.
You know what I meant?
They get paid on the floor. Well, you know, off the table.
But just accept it.
They've been... Shut up.
Wow.
That is one thing you do wonderfully is you'll take two phrases that mean the exact same thing and intertwine them.
Yep.
It's funny.
I couldn't do that right now if I tried.
Yeah.
And you do it seamlessly every day.
Because you want to say both.
Actually, I want to say one and I get it.
No,
confused.
You want to say both of them.
No, I don't.
But rather than saying one, I got paid under the table. I got paid off the books. You just say both of them combined.
Yeah. Off the table.
I know both expressions, but I'm going to use them at the same time.
I just know there's a bunch of my they'd be second cousins and second uncles and stuff like that.
Second uncles.
Well, yeah, they're like,
does that exist?
I'm sorry.
Okay, great uncles, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Great uncle. Okay. Yeah.
That live in this country illegally, like.
Where are they from?
Well, they're all from Ireland.
Okay.
So it's like. And, like, they keep going back and forth and stuff like that. And, like, they'll be here for a couple years and then they'll disappear. Mm-hmm. And then they'll just automatically, like, show up at someone's house. Like, knocking on the door going, oh, can I stay here for a couple months? I need to work for, like, a couple months and I'm going to go back home.
Irish need not apply.
Shut up. All right, it's 12:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got work tomorrow?
No, dude, I'm off.
All right, let's fucking keep going.
You got something?
It's America's birthday. What more do you need?
Start shooting fireworks off this fucker.
What was that?
Yeah, I think Lauren's passing out. She looks like she's on the phone.
No, I said girth. Are you? She liked
him. Yeah. You like girth?
Girth.
I love that word.
You like girth, huh?
I love the word girth, yes.
So
what about the name Garth?
Garth.
That should be a porn.
Not so much.
Girthy Garth.
A porn star. Melena Melons or some shit.
Wow.
Melena Melons.
Okay.
Real.
Creative.
Heidi and Chris are putting a little show on in the chat.
What's going on?
I don't know. He's been fondling her breasts all night.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Shaking them things around.
And apparently she flashed the camera and we missed
aww.
It.
Aww.
And when she lifted her shirt up, she went, "Hi, guys." Talking to her breasts, of course.
How's it going down there?
Yeah. Well, I guess, are they dating or something? Boom.
I don't know, but
I hope so.
What was it, last week or the week before? Like when she came back, because she was on like, and she hadn't been on the show for a while, and she came back, and either she was drunk or she was just pissed. But it was just I don't know, it was a great show because she just kept yelling.
The
thing is, because I listen to the shows on this station besides this show.
Yeah,
and you know, I kind of get into it, and I just kind of like listening to the shows because they're actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because with the chat and everything else, it's just an all-out, you know, cavalcade of ridiculousness.
There you go. Do it again. Number three.
I think I've said it now 5 times.
What?
Oh, man. I said full circle.
Go back to bed.
I don't know how...
What the hell?
I don't know how you... No, never mind. Go ahead.
What? Come on. No, anyway, they were like yelling. Like, she was fighting with him. I don't know if they are dating, but it was a really funny show.
Because
she just go, like... She just go off.
Bickering?
Almost like she went off on you?
Yeah. No.
Did you feel like you two were dating?
No, ass face.
It's just mesmerizing because I'm just waiting for her boobs to fly out.
He's locked on the freaking camera.
Can I see?
No.
Sure. Let me swing this around.
And here. He breaks the laptop.
They're not doing anything now, but they were. He had his hands up her shirt, and he was making them fight each other. But it's very interesting. I'm locked on it. It's like
you are such a...
Now she's just like holding them in place.
His penis must be inside of her right now.
It probably is.
That's hilarious.
And Christine's crying because she's not getting any attention.
No big
well
deal.
Then you have to pull him out.
Pull him out. Christine, I need 45 cc's.
I need
45 dd's.
Take 2 cc's of my fucking nips.
That's awesome.
My fucking nips.
Nips. It's like Dusty Rose is coming in, baby, asking you for some of that birthmark juice, baby.
Birthmark juice? Ew.
Oh, ew. Man.
I can squeeze it.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's why he's so fat, because he can't get it out.
Dusty Rose birthmark juice. Oh my god, we gotta Photoshop that.
Freshly squeezed, get a little tap in his belly.
Oh, that, like the maple syrup taps up in the trees.
Now this is the wrestling segment.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about, Lauren?
Dusty Rose is a big fat Texan with a birthmark on his belly the size of Texas.
Biggest lips the size of Texas. You just turned me off. What?
No, something's happening over there.
Yeah, something's on their mic.
Getting a little bit of
really?
Hello.
He's going out a little bit.
Going in and
out. Little ups?
Little ups. Anyway, you're bringing up a picture of Dusty Rose.
I'm trying to find one of his...
Anything later. Going on with Heidi's breasts over there?
Negative.
Later day pictures.
Latter day Saints.
Man's got a humongous lisp.
Later day. What? Did you just say later day?
Yes, I said later day. Shut up.
I don't know.
God. Of later day Saints. You know, evening.
You did say that, and I didn't say anything. No.
Amazing.
Really?
Because she's so exhausted.
I am very tired.
She's literally, she's
there's like no
site.
Pictures of Dusty Rhodes on the internet.
Good.
Nothing.
There shouldn't be. He's disgusting.
Dusty Rhodes is a fucking legend.
Fucking birthmark juice.
Oh.
A legend. What are you talking about?
What's going on?
We might have some boobage.
Let's see.
Oh, we got a little under boob.
That's not good.
That's right. I got the print screen.
capture.
She's not going to do it. She's a prude.
She
won't do it.
Dude, that's
psychology. Are you still trying to bring up pictures of Dusty Rhodes?
I am.
Are you spelling his name right?
Yeah. DustyRhodes.
Okay.
It's got it
right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in quotes?
Negative.
Did you put birthmark juice next to it? You might get
Dusty
a big
Rose birthmark.
It's a birthmark that looks like Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. I mean, there's like one tiny picture, but like when he was younger, it was like red.
Oh, it was
but now
ridiculous.
It's like fucking dark brown.
Oh.
It's like a pregnant woman's nipple.
Oh, God damn.
It's horrible.
Oh.
You have anything to say about pregnant women's nipples?
No.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing?
You're not pregnant, are you, Lauren?
No.
Thank God. She's so
you
done.
You don't sound so convincing there. Please tell me you're not pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I'm tired.
Why are you so tired?
You want to go home? I thought you said you wanted to hang out.
I drank this entire beer myself.
I drank two beers.
Oh, wow. One beer. Holy shit. Watch out.
I drank two beers. I've only slept 3 hours, and I've been up since six.
Okay, and?
Wow. You're right over there?
Oh, me?
You.
I'm okay.
Did anyone force you to sleep 3 hours?
Holy shit.
I don't understand. Are you looking for sympathy?
No. Why are you going to cry?
Yeah, there's no pictures of Dusty Rhodes.
There has to be pictures of Dusty Rhodes.
Where are you looking?
On the interweb.
Yeah, not that good.
So.
Yeah, we need to get a camera in here.
Why?
So
why?
Lauren can flash it.
Okay, there you go.
Right.
Next. Put them all to shame, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Show them the puppies.
Puppies.
Literally.
I never got that.
They're like fucking lots of opsis. I don't know.
What?
I think we went too late.
Lots of opsis.
Is that what they're called?
That is a breed of dog.
Opso?
Yes.
Opsolopsos?
Is it opso or I think opso? I don't know.
An ocelot?
That's a cat.
No.
That's a big cat.
I guess you can call them kittens, too.
Kittens. Those little baby little ones.
So Lauren's boobs are like ocelots.
Sure.
Humongous kittens. A
couple of big cats.
We are really just talking about nothing, aren't
basically.
We?
No.
Nothing. You got preoccupied by somebody telling you that they flashed the camera when you weren't looking and you
did.
Became a goggling mutant.
Wow.
I saw under boob.
Under boob.
Under boob.
I want to see full on anal on a camera. Wow. Okay. I want to see.
We'll go on Pal Talk.
There you go.
No, go on the Xbox 360.
There you
really?
Go.
Really?
You have no idea. Yeah, one time
here's
I
a topic.
What are you watching on Xbox?
No,
they
listen,
have cameras.
I'm not watching anything. I have a webcam.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I play like harmless games. I play like Uno.
No, they're not so harmless.
You go in the chat rooms, and I was speaking with this one guy from, I don't know, middle America, and he was telling me how he went into some room to play against people in Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And this
yes,
guy,
I know it's your house.
This guy, this black guy, had his boyfriend stroking him on the bed, and then they were full out just having sex, like on the webcam
happens.
While playing
Uno.
While playing Uno.
And he was like, "Uno momento, por favor."
Oh. Look, I got a skip card. Blew it in your face. Oh.
You got the wild card.
Come here, honey. I want to give you a gift. Oh, right.
So, were you enthralled by the
male-on-male
action?
I was actually disgusted.
I would be
because,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I went on Pal Talk once, and it's just a lot of guys jerking off.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Like, you go in a room and there's like one girl talking, she's not even naked.
Nope.
And there's like five guys jerking
just
off.
Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. And have, wow.
What happened?
That's it.
No.
And then I came and everyone said it was gross and they
and everybody's
shut my camera
is on their decks.
And that's what happened to my camera.
It broke. I got jizz all over it and it can't be fixed. Jism all over it.
Blow.
Jism.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
You agree with that?
I think that's about it.
What?
Agree
with what?
I don't know. Yeah. We're hitting 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we really are. Well,
I do agree
warm.
With that, yes.
What?
Why are you so tired anyway?
I
didn't realize.
You drank a beer.
She drank a whole beer and she's done.
She's exhausted.
She's fucking done.
That beer.
Dude, how bad was I the other night?
Bad.
She was so tired.
I had four drinks.
Gone.
Oh, my God.
And she was sleeping.
How many did you have that night that we talked about?
Five.
Five.
Jeez.
One of which was a Bloody Mary.
All right, it's disgusting. Stop it.
Let's just play sound effects for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. Rod Stewart's son
got arrested.
We need more of those.
That needs to be the promo. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. That has to be made into the promo.
No, it doesn't, because it makes no sense unless we talk about it.
We didn't talk about it, though.
Yeah.
What's everyone doing tomorrow?
Heidi knows that there's a lot of Arab guys jerking off. That's true. See a lot of brown dicks on Pal Talk.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're looking intensely at brown cock on Pal Talk?
What is everyone doing tomorrow?
No pale cocks on Pal Talk.
No.
Huh?
Barbecue?
Nope. No one has any plans for tomorrow.
I got a kids' party. You gotta.
Nope.
I'm going to get my hair.
Because it's like a fucking. It's a Wednesday. Who's gonna?
I'll go see Transformers tomorrow night.
I'm going to see Transformers tomorrow night as well.
Fine.
In the morning, I'm going to get my hair done.
Yep. That's about it.
She's going to get a hair did.
I'm going to get a did.
I got a kids' party.
She's gonna get her hair taken care of.
Yes, I am.
Is that a gem?
I'm gonna get it dud.
No.
I'm gonna hit you with this mic stand. I can't wait till Thursday.
What are you dudding tomorrow?
What am I doing?
Me?
You translated it. What?
Him?
What are you dooning tomorrow?
Well, what I will be doing and what I
Here's
did
the
do
squeal.
Will be a whole Stop. Other thing. That's disgusting. Oh. I didn't need to see your tongue.
Wow.
No inside jokes.
What do you mean inside
no
jokes?
No inside jokes allowed.
Facial expressions between two people are not inside jokes.
No, it's just disgusting.
We don't. Not everything that Matt and I say to one another is an inside joke.
It's
I don't
true.
Understand why you automatically
Just
because
you
that.
Don't understand language doesn't mean it's some weird foreign thing.
Just because spoken language or visual.
What's this you speak of?
What?
Language? What the fuck's that?
Language?
I know words.
No, I don't think you do.
I know how to string them together, make somewhat sentences.
I don't think you do. I really don't.
What? Words?
Yeah.
I know words.
I don't think so.
I have words. That's disgusting. Put the thing back in your mouth. Put the damn ending music on. We're done.
All
right. Let's close this book.
Oh, Joe's having a barbecue.
Nice.
We were invited.
Who?
Good.
All right.
Because isn't he shooting off fireworks? I heard about this. Because Kantia thinks going to it. And if Joe's near fireworks, I don't want to be near him. Fucking people going to be losing arms.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
have
you,
listened
that?
To Joe's show? He's a little off.
Wow.
Oh, he's a little crazy.
What's that mean?
What, he can be. He can be a little nuts.
That's called the Crazy Joe Show.
No, that's not right. No.
That's Vaughn talking, by the way.
No, I'm not bad about the guy. I just say
he's just a little off, right?
No, he's a little crazy.
Yeah, okay, let's get into this. This would be great.
He's crazy. And him with fireworks isn't any good.
I think he's a perfectly sane gentleman.
Be like the Al Qaeda, just running in, blowing shit up.
Oh, so he's a terrorist now. Did you hear that?
Oh, God.
Let's all play the part of Toucher.
Oh, you just said he's a terrorist.
Oh, shit.
Matt, why don't you stick your tongue at Lauren for the next 15 minutes so we can end this show?
I was sticking out at you.
Yeah, you were. You're looking at her with it. I don't want to see that fucking thing. Get that cow tongue back in your mouth.
Anyway.
This is incredible.
End it.
All right.
End it. Okay. K.O.
There. It's over. Thank God. Now we can all enjoy. All right. The show's going to start now. Amazing.
Wow, you fucking stink, man. What did you eat?
What do you mean? Wow, you fucking loud. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
What did you eat? Because you reek.
Don't.
I've had like four hot.
So, Lauren, what's going on?
Nothing. This is unbelievable.
It really is.
This
I'm
is
just
going to
start shutting
Two grown men. Two grown men.
Well, overgrown, I would say.
Oh, no comment.
Well, we'll leave with this. The toucher. Of course, always good for a comment. Vaughn is a fat prick. So we'll leave you with that.
All right. Are they both turned off?
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh.
I can't have Vaughn anywhere near anything that picks up audio.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.